The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail's here.
When you control the mail, you control information.
I'm jacked.
I'm jacked to the tits.
Good.
You feel it?
No.
If there's something strange in your lead, who you gonna call?
Wow, that's touching.
Wow.
That's touching. Welcome to the Sleepwire Mail Sack, guys and ladies and boys and girls and anyone who wants to listen in. You are tuned into the Sleepwire Show, the fantasy mail sack, the only weekly call-in live advice show in the world, where we come every week at 7 p.m., bring the experts in and answer all your questions for the week. Well, it's not the only one, but it's the only one on Wednesdays, because we have a show on Sunday mornings as well called The Blitz. It usually starts about 10:30, 11. So if you have start sick questions, it's the same exact format. Bookmark whatever site you're listening or watching on and tune back in on Sunday to get all your start sick questions answered. But tonight is the mail sack. What we do is we answer your questions, trade advice, dynasty stuff, ad drops, waivers, anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about start sit, that's fine too. I've got a full slate and some real experts today. Of course, as always, Primetime Lucas, he is on Twitter at SleeperWireLBB. He is a performance-based expert and a coin collector. And so he wants players to show him the money. Welcome back to the show for a second time in a row. Jordan Richards on Twitter at ChubboyJRich. Dynasty and Devi is his thing. And Justin Dodds joins us again at Justin Dodds FF. He is now the 8th-ranked Fantasy Pros in quarterback rankings. He's great at weekly rankings, start, sit, and rest of the season outlooks, which I think we have a lot of rest of season questions. Guys, if you want to call into the show and jump the line, get your question answered immediately, here is the number. Write it down, 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. If you're not able to call in or you're listening on replay, that's fine too. You can join us on Facebook at the Sleeperwire Fantasy Football Club in the groups, on the Sleeper app, in the Sleeperwire channel, or if you're on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. You can send us questions also on sleeperwire.com. Okay, I'm done talking for a little while. Let me get the guys in here and we will get started. Boys, no calls yet. You want to hop into the sack or do you want to talk about life?
I mean, I think we got to give the people what they want.
All right, let's get right into the questions. Lefty 007, I hope you're tuned in. So we've got this one. This is from the mail sack. My records is 3-3. So this question is broad. What roster move should I make towards the final stretch? I'm going to have 1 point PPR, and if you guys have the notes open, you can see his team. Take a look at it. Any notes? Any ideas of maybe moves he should make, trades he should look at, guys he should maybe get away from or move around? Let me give it to, I'll read the player. As you guys look at it, I'll read the players off for the listeners. So Lefty 007's got, he's got Ezekiel Elliott, Josh Jacobs, Hunter Henry, Amari Cooper, Taylor Johnson, it looks like Deontay Johnson, Toledo Rockets, Latavius Murray, Tim Patrick, Younghoe Koo, Los Angeles Chargers, and Tyler Boyd, Justin Herbert, Robert Woods round out the team. What do you guys like about this team? What don't you like? What are you trying to move on from? Who's already hit their peak, I should say? Justin, let's start with you.
Off first glance, he's got pretty good running back depth in Zeke, Josh Jacobs, and Jonathan Taylor. I mean, I'd probably be looking to pivot Jonathan Taylor into another wide receiver one if you could, and get a better stud wide receiver instead of having to start Tyler Boyd or Deontay Johnson every week. I'd probably look to swap out Jonathan Taylor for somebody. Or besides that, I mean, you're solid everywhere besides starting quarterback. So it's either turn Jonathan Taylor into a wide receiver one or try to pull off something with maybe Deontay Johnson for Deontay Johnson and Justin Herbert for a better quarterback weekly. But personally, I wouldn't do that. I would do the Jonathan Taylor into another wide receiver one.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. He has a really strong team with a lot of depth. So this is kind of where I would hit the hoos and try to do a 2-for-1 and just target a guy who has a really strong either wide receiver or running back and try to package like Jonathan Taylor and one of your wide receivers or something like that. and go from there.
Jay Rich, anything?
I actually wanted to talk to Lucas about something real quick.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel Zeke rest of the season?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously the turnovers aren't great. I think that right now is probably a time that you can reach out to somebody and get Zeke because they're going to be sick of the fumbles. I think that he's going to get angry and try to put the team on his back. I think that the Cowboys, you know, the two turnovers that happened early put them in a hole, but the defense had held the Cardinals for the first couple of drives, and then they kind of got demoralized after both of those turnovers turned straight into touchdowns, and the team kind of fell apart. Andy Dalton was trying to make throws happen, trying to make things happen when it wasn't there, and I think that they come out strong going forward, And I think Zeke going forward should be pretty decent because they still get to play like all of the NFC East twice throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, for sure. I feel that. I think I'm just worried about what I saw with Arizona, right? A lot of single high safety, stacked boxes. And I think he's going to see that a lot until Dalton proves he can beat people through the air. So that's really my only concern. Obviously, in a full PPR, you still get the receptions. But that's from what I saw, I was worried. You know, if he sees that all season, he could be, you know, facing a lot of tough yards just to get, you know, 50 rushing yards a game, not to mention his normal 80 to 100.
All right. Let's hit the rest of Lefty's question real quick before we talk to Curtis. With Antonio Brown set to end his suspension after week 8, is he worth the stash and the bench? Would you drop Tyler Boyd, Tim Patrick, or Latavius Murray to roster him? We'll start with Lucas. Yes, no, and who are you dropping?
I'm not sure that I don't think so. I mean, AJ Brown, Antonio Brown is a decent stash. I think if I were going to, it would be Latavius Murray because you don't have Alvin Kamara, but I like Patrick and Boyd.
All right. Jordan, who do you like? Yes, no, and who are you dropping?
I think for me it would just be Patrick if that's a route you wanted to go. And the only reason why I don't necessarily agree with Lucas on Latavius is because Latavius already passed his bye. So whenever any of those other players need to go on bye, you do have Latavius, who is a viable option. I do get the upside with Patrick, but obviously Antonio Brown has much greater upside than Patrick will ever have. So if you do want to go that route, Patrick would be my choice.
All right, Justin, yes, no, and who are you dropping?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as Jordan on that one. I mean, he is worth a stash, but you should probably temper your expectations with Antonio Brown just because obviously he's coming onto a team halfway through the year, so he's not really going to be up to speed necessarily right away. So I wouldn't be doing it unless I had a decent record, but if I was to drop somebody, it would be Tim Patrick as well. I just think Latavius Murray's, off the top of my head, probably one of, if not the best running back handcuff right now since, I mean, you're seeing the problems with Zeke and Tony Pollard. If it wasn't Latavius Murray, it's probably Tony Pollard. And as Jordan said, Zeke is seeing stack boxes and is going to continue to see a bunch of stack boxes. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be Tim Patrick for me.
All right. We got to hit the phones. Guys, if you want to call in and jump the line, 205-797-5337.
Oh, this is Curtis, baby.
Nah, no Curtis, man.
Oh, Curtis, man.
This is the new cut. Y'all be bad. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
What's up, Curtis, baby?
What's up? What's up, guys? What's up? What's up?
Give me some good news, man. Tell me some wins. You got some wins, right?
Oh, I won every single league I was in. So this week was absolutely amazing.
That's what I'm talking about. What do you got for fantasy? Good stuff, man. What do you got for us this week?
I want some DFS lineups. I literally want big everyone.
Sorry, Curtis, I muted my mic. Go ahead, Curtis. What do you got for us? We're gonna send us some questions. What do you got?
All right, guys. There was a report there by Michael Thomas got a hamstring injury. So what is our temperature check on him right now, man? Trying to find out what's up.
I assume he's going to play, right? I mean, I thought he was good to go last game, but he got a little altercation there in practice. So I'm not really sure what all this is about. I don't know if it's a team playing games or what, but I think Michael Thomas should be all systems go.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, you got to start Michael Thomas if he's in the lineup. I know me and Lucas last week talked about Julio Jones, and we said iffy on starting him, and that didn't look so good on us. So definitely if Michael Thomas is in, you got to play him.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
I mean, all right, guys. I feel the same way. All right, I have a flex question for this right now because my star receivers are Michael Thomas, AJ Brown, and and Amari Cooper. For my flex, I'm looking at either Cooper Kupp against Chicago, or I'm looking at Josh Jacobs against Tampa.
It's tough for me to sit Josh Jacobs, but I just read something where the O-line, like the entire O-line, is being tested for COVID. So that's going to be something that you're going to want to monitor very closely. And the Tampa defense has been playing better than expected. So maybe you do want to pivot away from Jacobs. What do you guys think?
Justin, how about you?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'd probably be starting Cooper Kupp there. Chicago has been tough against receivers, but I mean, if Trent Brown was the one that was put on the COVID list for sure, and then everyone else was being, I think they got sent home because they were all in close proximity to him. So, and even still, just Trent Brown alone is a stud lineman on their team. So even if just him is out, that's still worrisome. And he's still going against Tampa Bay, which is one of the best run defenses in the NFL right now anyway. So, I mean, it'd probably be Cooper Kupp. I'm not necessarily scared of his low volume in the past couple of weeks. I think Robert Woods will probably be taken out of the game. So I'm not necessarily afraid of starting Cooper Kupp in the flex, especially.
All right. Sounds good. All right, guys. This week, who do you feel is a better DST? You think the Bills against the Jets or the Rams against Chicago?
Bills.
I mean, anyone against the Jets, right?
Yes. Buffalo.
The Bills are
easy.
Point favorites.
All right, guys. I got a quick trade question for you guys. I was offered Devontae Adams for Amari Cooper. And Ronald Jones. Would you take that trade or pass on it?
If you're stacked at running back, I think I'm absolutely taking this trade.
My other running backs are Connor Mostert, who's injured right now, and Josh Jacobs.
So he's technically your third.
I don't know if that's good enough. I think you got to hold that.
I'm probably going to hold. We don't know what the Dallas offense is really going to look like with Dalton. I don't think that the Arizona Cardinals game was a good sampling for what that was really going to look like. And with Ronald Jones, he had a big game and he has been looking pretty good, but he cannot catch. And Leonard Fournette is still better. Leonard Fournette is a better talent than Ronald Jones. So if Fournette is healthy, I think that he works into taking those touches. So I am on the, I am completely on board with selling high on Ronald Jones if you can. I like getting Adams, but for you right now, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think you have enough running back depth.
I kind of felt the same way. I felt the same exact way. All right, guys. One more quick question. This week, who do you like better? As a flex option, Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Kenyon Drake.
It's Clyde Edwards still for me. I know Drake had the big point total last week. It is Seattle, but that kind of came in at the end of the game, right? When Drake got most of his points, and he still didn't look much better overall in that game against Dallas than he has the rest of the season. And Clyde Edwards is coming off one of his best performances, period. You know, he's fighting hard to maintain that job with Bell coming in. So I think it's CH for me. What about you guys?
Yeah, I'm definitely on the Clyde train. Everything Lucas said, 100% true. Clyde's fighting for his job, right? Fighting for his touches, and he showed that he's willing to do that this past week, and I have no reason to say why I wouldn't keep starting Clyde, especially when Drake honestly did get most of his points off one 69-yard run in garbage time.
Same boat for me.
Sounds good.
All right, Curtis.
All right.
You good, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good to go then, guys.
All right, brother. Go out there and get some more wins. Thanks for calling the show.
Let's go, Curtis.
Bring it home, baby.
Curtis, the number one. Coming up next, I don't know who this is. We'll take this call. Good evening. Thanks for calling the Sleeper Wire Show. What's your name? What's your question?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? It's Eric from Michigan. I had a quick flex option question and also a question about Melvin Gordon. I'll start with that. I got him on a robbery trade. I didn't even really need him. I wasn't too high on him. My running backs right now are Chris Carson, Miles Gaskin, Mostert, Mike Davis, which I'll have for probably one more week. And then I got a couple bench guys. I got Boston Scott and McKissick on my bench. Am I looking to trade Melvin Gordon via possible suspension and Philip Lindsay, or should I pocket him for the playoffs? I'm sitting at 5-1 right now.
I love all the running back depth that you have. If it were me, I think that I would find, because there's guaranteed teams out there that have running back issues right now. So I would 100% be trying to take a couple of those running backs, you know, possibly even three, to trade to somebody for a stud, for top five. And I think that you can absolutely make that deal happen, because all of your depth are pretty solid. Like McKissick with Dwayne Haskins gone, like, especially if it's a half point or a PPR, like, McKissick is a usable option. We've seen Gaskin, like, clearly very usable option. So I think that you have a lot of trade value there.
Yeah, definitely. I think that McKissick and Gibson are kind of in the same boat that Kelly and Jackson are in. You know, I like Jackson out of that in a full point PPR over Josh Kelly.
Yeah, it looked that way last game. I still prefer Kelly as a talent to Justin Jackson, but they definitely gave Jackson the work last game, so I didn't love seeing that. Justin, what do you think he should do here with his team?
I personally did the same thing. I got Melvin Gordon for basically nothing, and the reason that I did was because I'm pretty sure that his week 13, 14, 15-ish matchups are all, like, pretty good matchups, so I'm just stashing him, waiting for the playoffs, basically. And the problem with trying to sell Gordon right now is that everybody knows that a possible suspension is looming. So you traded him for nothing. You got him for nothing. You're probably going to sell him for nothing. So I'd be looking to try and move somebody else if you're okay at running back. I'd be holding on to Gordon because I do think Gordon is the guy they want to use. Later on in the season, whether they're in playoff contention or not, I think he's the guy. They paid him the money. We saw him with Lindsay. Lindsay was in the backfield, but I still think Gordon gets the carries. So I'd be holding him for sure.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot about the matchups too, come playoff time. And then one more question I had for my lineup this week. So I had Mike Davis starting at running back because Gaskin is on a bye, and I would start Mike Davis as many weeks as I can before CMC comes back. So I got Mike Davis for one more week, DeAndre Hopkins and Cooper Kupp at my receivers. For my flex, I just got Boston Scott for $5 somehow on the wire. Do I start Travis Fulgham this week before all the weapons come back for the Eagles, or do I just go with Boston Scott?
So I think Boston Scott has historically had pretty good games against the Giants, so he's a decent play here, even though Fulgham has been lighting it up. There was a lot of people that spent up on Boston Scott, but he's also going to be a guy that you're only going to have, you know, usable for a couple of weeks. So I think this is going to be the week that you would use him. Jordan, Justin, what do you guys think here? Do you like Fulgham or Scott?
I would take Scott for sure. And I think this is going to be a really good test to see how Fulgham is in that offense now that DeSean Jackson's back. Is he going to see more targets than Fulgham, or will Fulgham continue to get a lot of the work? But either way, I'm going with Scott, running backs over wide receivers, and he's going to get a lot of work with Miles Sanders out.
Same boat for me.
Yeah, I'd be taking
Scott. All right, man.
And
you got more?
One more thing just to add to that.
Yep.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man.
Just to add to that, I have DeAndre Hopkins and Cooper Kupp at receiver right now. Do I start Scott in the flex and bump Cooper Kupp out and play Fulgham, or is Cooper Kupp a guaranteed start right now?
No, I'm not wanting to invest. I don't want to invest that much in the Eagles offense. I don't want to, you know, separately, like, I like both of those players, but I'm not wanting. That's a large chunk of your entire fantasy week now that's going to be dependent upon them. And Cooper Kupp, I still like Cooper Kupp. So it's one or the other. And for us, I think for all of us, it is Boston Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that for sure. And one last thing, real quick. Are you guys ready to kill the fantasy buzz over Le'Veon Bell? Do you guys think he's washed up? Or do you think he could compete with King Clyde Edwards-Helaire putting up 160 yards in the backfield? Do you think Le'Veon Bell has any value right now?
I think he does. I think that he is coming out with something to prove, and you know, he really needs to be viewed as like a Swiss Army knife. Like I really don't think that it's going to hurt CEH that much at all. I think it's going to help that team move the ball, continue drive. Like they can line up. Like Bell can be lined up in the slot. He can catch really well. They can find creative ways to have both of them on the field. As a coach, like I want CEH, Kelce, Hill, and Bell all on the field at the same time, because why not? Like each one of those guys demands attention 100%. And so Mahomes is good enough. The $500 million man is good enough to see which one of these guys is not, you know, is in the best situation to get the ball, and he'll deliver it. So I think that Bell will have a role, but I really don't think it hurts CEH that much. Jordan and Justin, either of you have a different take on that?
No, I completely agree. And I think more so, it'll help them score more touchdowns, right? Like, it's not going to hurt CEH because he doesn't score touchdowns anyways, so he's not going to get touchdowns vultured. I just think it helps that offense move the ball, like Lucas said, and ultimately score more touchdowns in the red zone, because that's where they've really struggled. They don't have a rushing attack in the red zone right now with Clyde, unless Damian Williams does something. But for right now, they're basically exclusively passing inside the 10 because CEH just can't get it done.
All right, Eric.
That's good, guys. Thanks.
Was your name?
I love Sleeper. It's the best fantasy app right now.
Was your name Eric?
Appreciate it a bunch.
Was that Eric? Eric, great call. Thank you.
Eric.
Thank you, buddy. All right. That guy was a professional caller. You could tell he's called into talk shows before. He had his questions ready.
He knew. Yeah.
All right. We got another call here. You guys can jump in the show, 205-797-5337. Caller, thanks for calling the Sleepwire show. What's your name? What's your question?
What's up? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name?
All right, sorry, I just wasn't sure. My name's Trent. I'm from Canada, actually, so St. Catharines, close to the Bills.
Nice. Okay, we got two Canadians on the show. Sorry, go ahead.
I just had some questions regarding what to go or what to do from here with my starting lineup. I got a pretty solid squad, like it's full of studs and whatever. But I'm 2-4 right now. I typically they score, or my team scores low and the other team scores high on those weeks. So I'm 2-4. I got like a solid starting lineup. Should I look to keep my lineup the same and kind of get my stud running backs handcuffed right now, or should I try and make some moves somewhere, maybe try and upgrade my tight end? I got Waller.
Waller's a pretty solid option if you ask me. Justin, do you want to take this one?
Sure, yeah. I mean, in general, the rule of thumb just goes, if you go 2-4, what's not to say you can't go 4-2 on the other way around? After all, it's fantasy football. It's pretty much a game of luck to a degree. So, I wouldn't be panicking just yet. 2-4, like, you can still make the playoffs. You can still do fine. If you're confident in your starting lineup, I wouldn't be rushing out to sell anybody. On the other hand, if you're not confident and there's a couple players that you don't, feel comfortable with, say you have like Zeke, for example, and you're worried about the offense with Andy Dalton in general, then selling high on him or selling into his draft value would be maybe a good idea. But just in general, I wouldn't panic just yet.
And then I could just read you off one of the trades that I did, or a series of trades I did earlier today. So I traded Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, and Giovanni Bernard for Aaron Jones and Cooper Kupp. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, so you basically traded the Cincinnati backfield for Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones has really been balling out, and that team's been, you know, as a whole, I think that the running backs there are probably a little bit of a wash, but with more security in Aaron Jones than what you're currently getting with the Bengals, so that's okay. And then I do like Cooper Kupp, but I would prefer Diggs rest of season. So I think it's a fair trade, but you were able to move a couple of pieces and kind of get rid of a headache when it comes to the Cincinnati backfield, which will get shut down whenever they're playing a tough defense. And Aaron Jones can really step up and have a game against anybody. So I think that you secured the running back position, which is slightly more advantageous to you. So I think it's a fine trade.
Yeah, and then after that, I actually ended up moving. I moved Kupp for the handcuff Williams, and then also picked up Devontae Parker, which I'm not too happy about with Parker, but I felt that I wanted to get that running back position locked up and make sure in case Jones did go down, I just kind of had that backup and I wouldn't be hurting too much at running back because I have the wide receiver depth.
Yeah, I think so. You just traded Cup straight up for Jamal Williams.
It was Cup straight up for, or it wasn't straight up. It was Devontae Parker and Williams for Cup.
Yeah, I think, you know, I like Parker. I think he's dealing with a little bit of an injury right now, but I think that Parker, we'll see how he does with Tua now. So that's a big question mark. I'm not certain that Jamal Williams is the handcuff to Aaron Jones. I don't know that there really is a direct handcuff for him. I think that you see Dylan come out and get a lot of touches if Jones were to go down. I think that Williams has a pretty secured role in that backfield, but it's not just going to transition directly over to Williams.
I know Jordan hates Cooper Kupp, so he probably loves that trade.
No, I honestly I don't, and the only reason why is because, like Luke was saying, is I don't think that Jamal Williams is the handcuff at all. I think it's AJ Dillon pretty securely, and I just think that Williams has his special teams role and his kind of third down pass blocking role. I really do think it would be Dillon, and I think Matt LaFleur would be ecstatic if Aaron Jones did get injured because I know that he wants to see Dillon get that workload. As far as trading Cooper Kupp, I don't love it. I don't hate it. Especially because Parker, we don't know what's going to happen with him. Obviously, Ryan Fitzpatrick loved him, but we don't know if Tua will love him the same, how he'll operate in that offense. It may be completely different. So it's a little bit unknown right now, but Parker has been good, so hopefully he can continue that.
All right, Trent, you good? And, you got more?
I just had one more question. I was just asking about Kenny G for the rest of the season, what you guys think of him. I personally love him. I think he's a great receiver and think he has really good touchdown upside, but I'd like to hear some other opinions on him.
Justin, you're our rest of season guy. What do you think of Kenny Galladay?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a bunch of good matchups coming up, so I'm not worried about him at all. I think Detroit's defense is mediocre to bad at best, so they're constantly going to be needing to throw the ball. So yeah, Kenny Galladay is a weekly wide receiver one, and it's not even really a question to me. Marvin Jones has kind of vanished into nothing, basically, which is kind of surprising to me. But I mean, yeah, you're starting Kenny Galladay every single week, and there's pretty much no question about it.
All right. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to argue with that. Trent, thanks for the call. Justin, Jordan, did you Canadians have a special way to say goodbye to each other?
I don't know. I don't think so. Although the accent, I love it. I know most people are probably a little bit confused, but I love it. I love the accent. Okay. We're close by, too. So if you ever want to come hang out, let us know.
All right, there you go, Trent. Thanks for the call. All right, guys. Phone lines are clear. 205-797-5337. We got to hit some questions from the Mixler and also from our viewers on YouTube, Twitch, and Periscope. So let's get into that right now. Bobby Pigskins checked in before the show. Here's his question. Trade away Mike Evans and McLaurin to get Mike Thomas. Yes or no? Let's start with Justin on this one.
I'm going to say no. I mean, it's pretty general, like a general question. You're not really getting any information about like your depth at that position.
Oh, well, I have his remaining wide receivers would be Fuller and Lockett.
Okay, yeah. So I'd definitely be keeping McLaurin and Mike Evans. I mean, Mike Evans has been the only red zone guy for Tom Brady so far. I do think Gronk starts to get mixed in more and more as, I mean, you saw it already. But besides that, Chris Godwin's had injury trouble. Mike Evans is like another weekly wide receiver one, wide receiver two. And then same with McLaurin. But the only thing about McLaurin is the quarterback uncertainty there. And like, I get it, it's Michael Thomas, but we haven't seen him at all this year. And in the one game we did see him, it didn't look so great. So we're now at week 7. So who knows what he's going to look like when he comes back. Obviously, he's still going to be good, but I think I'd be keeping the depth pieces.
I have no trouble trading two wide receivers away for Michael Thomas, but I would attempt to do two of the other three and keep Mike Evans. So like if you wanted to trade Lockett and McLaurin, I'd be more than okay with doing that for Thomas, and maybe you could get that. Because to me, Metcalf is clearly going to be Metcalf is emerging clearly as the guy there. And so Lockett's going to have his up and down games, and then McLaurin's kind of a question mark, not as a talent, but just as what that team as a whole is going to do. So if you could trade those two pieces or Will Fuller in there with one of those other two, I'd be more than happy. But you're definitely wanting to keep Mike Evans if you can.
It's funny you say that, though. I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I'd be looking to trade Mike Evans because of his name. McLaurin's had a string of really bad matchups and still produced. So I'm trying to hold on to that. As his matchups start to open up a little bit, he has a little better quarterback play as the season progresses. And I think that he's going to be fine going forward because, like you said, he's super talented. But Mike Evans holds this name value, but he's really held up by his touchdowns. And I just think that that could easily change once Godwin gets into the fold. Obviously, Gronk is emerging. And we don't know if Tyler Johnson's going to be used more. And I just never really believed in Mike Evans, and I think you can still sell him off that name value.
All right, Mills Russ wants to know, full PPR, should I start Boston Scott or J.D. McKissick? Start with Jordan.
I'm rolling with Scott.
Yeah, for this week, you know, this is going to be the week that you're going to use Scott if you're ever going to.
Yeah, I've got Boston Scott at running back 23 and McKissick at 32.
All right,
three so, for Scott. Although in full PPR, you'd get a little boost for sure.
Cool. 3-4 Scott. June 718 half point. Choose two. Here's your choices. Cup, AJ Brown, DJ Moore.
For sure, AJ Brown.
Come on. Come on. I know you like Cooper Kupp, but that's not the answer. Come on, Justin. What do you think?
Sorry, I cut out on the three. What was the three again?
Cooper Kupp, AJ Brown, DJ Moore. I need two.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely starting AJ Brown, and I mean, I'm probably going DJ Moore. I think I have him slightly above. Yeah, I have him one spot above Cooper Kupp, so it's DJ Moore.
So good.
I'm okay with it, but like the hate and for Cooper Kupp has to end. That has to end.
We got a question for you, like Cooper Kupp versus Travis Fulgham. Easy, I'll take Fulgham.
All right, bro.
June 718 also half point. Choose two out of these. Three, Brandon Cooks, Mike Williams, DJ Chark. Who are you benching?
Cooks.
Sitting Cooks?
I'd be benching Cooks. I would, yeah. I was talking about Mike Williams recently on some YouTube show. I forget. I think it was on Mayo show. And, yeah, I think he's great. And I think with the potential Keenan Allen injury, he may see even more targets. We saw what he did against the Saints. And he has a really good matchup. I believe he plays 8 of the next 11 teams, have bottom 20 defenses for the rest of the season. So, and I forget who he plays this week, but I know that Mike Williams is going to be a staple in that offense for sure.
Jacksonville. Jacksonville.
Thank you. So that's 150, three touchdowns. That's cakewalk.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with sitting Cooks, but we just saw that Green Bay defense get exposed, and they're in Houston. I think that Cooks could have a pretty decent game.
Justin, who are you sitting?
It's Cooks? Another really close one. I mean, I've got Mike Williams 34, Brandon Cooks 35, and then Chark at 28. So I'd be going. I mean, if you told me you wanted to start Brandon Cooks over Mike Williams, I mean, I get it, but I think Mike Williams has the big play upside. Jacksonville's been terrible on defense in general this year. I think Herbert's shown that he's willing to throw deep to Williams, especially the last game they played. I know that before Keenan Allen had something like 48% of the air yards out of the offense, but I think that'll start to change as Herbert becomes more comfortable with Williams. So be Williams and Chark for me.
All right, let's hit a third question here from June 718 about Herbert. So he asked Herbert or Breeze. Justin, start us off. Who do you like? Herbert still for you over Breeze, or are you still going with Drew Breeze
for this week?
Yeah,
it's Herbert for me. I got Herbert at 9, Breeze at 14. Carolina's been pretty brutal against quarterbacks this year, and the complete polar opposite against running backs. They've been gashed by pretty much everyone. So I think the game plan is going to be a lot of Alvin Kamara, a lot of Latavius Murray, and sprinkle in a couple Drew Breeze when you need to, rather than the opposite. So I'd be starting Herbert. Herbert's the stud this week.
All right, Lucas, Breeze, Herbert.
Herbert.
Jordan.
Yeah, Herbert all day.
All right, 3 for Herbert. Fear the Claw, a new listener, first time tuning in. We kind of already talked about this, Boston Scott and McKinnon. Who do you think is better this week? I think we all three of them said Boston Scott. But for long term, it would be probably McKinnon would have more long term value.
So the other question was Scott versus McKissick from.
You're right.
Washington, I believe.
Yeah, I can't read.
So this week, I think it's probably McKinnon for me.
Yeah, I think so too. I just think he's a lot more talented than Scott is. And I don't know. And definitely long term, it's McKinnon because obviously Miles Sanders will come back. And I think Mostert's out at least 3 weeks. I don't know. Is he officially on IR yet? They were talking about him maybe going on IR. But I think he has a mid to high ankle sprain. He'll be probably at least 3 weeks. But I don't think he's officially on IR yet.
Let me see if they – just real quick.
Justin, what do you think?
I'm going to be on the opposite side, I think, here. To me, it just comes down to the I can't – like the predictability of the – San Fran backfield right now, it's a little dicey to me. I mean, Jerick McKinnon wasn't I think he got out-touched by McKaysey when he came in, or when Mostert went out, rather. And as far as what's his name? Boston Scott goes, I mean, it's him and it's Corey Clement, and that's about it, basically. So I think the matchup is better for Boston Scott. I think there's going to be more points to be scored for Philly than there is. Maybe it's about the same, but I'm still going Scott.
All right. Good catch, Lucas. I got to focus on my letters. That was no good. Let's jump to some questions from viewers online right now. This one's up on the screen from, what is that, Twitch. BFTGO, 12-team Superflex Dynasty. Would you trade Tannehill and Mostert for Swift and Herbert? Jordan,
if I was getting Swift in.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah,
Jordan's,
go ahead.
Hell
Jordan's
yeah.
A dynasty
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I got excited.
Dynasty? That's
I
not even
excited.
Close, man.
Yeah, I got excited.
Once you get Herbert, it's like, I would take Herbert for just Tannehill and Mostert, like alone, if I could do that. If you give me Swift, too, it's like game over. And I was talking about this on another show. I think it was on a show I did for Ray. And it was like, Swift only had 28 opportunities in the first 4 weeks, but had 18 last week alone. Coming out of the bye week, they said, we're going to use Swift, and they did. So I think he's a full go going forward in Dynasty. He should be a top 12, 16 back pretty easily.
Are you going to name drop another show every time you get a question?
I've been talking a lot this week, and I need the people to go and check out my stuff, you know? And you guys don't give me a chance to plug my show at the beginning, so I gotta do it on my own.
I appreciate that. I can respect it. All right, Justin, how do you like this for Dynasty? You good with this?
Same. Yeah, same boat. I mean, it's not even really that close at all. Herbert and Swift, Dynasty outlook, a lot better than Tannehill and Mostert, for sure.
All right. And Lucas, you finally get your turn. What do you think?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right. Mike D, Dirty Jobs, checking in. First off, Lucas needs to respond to my DM right here, right now. LOL, and are we starting MT this week? I don't know what you guys got going on in the DMs, but Lucas, I guess
going down
this is for you.
Apparently. Damn. Okay.
And yeah, you start your studs no matter what. If Michael Thomas is in, you start him. We're going to have another Julio situation out here.
Same boat, 100% start him. I think he's healthy. I think he'll play. He'll be just fine.
MarsBot3, can Swift and Chase Edmonds get me through having Eckler and Akers?
Just saw a report that Eckler could be back sooner rather than later. Don't really know exactly what that means in terms of a tied timetable, but
when did you see that?
Yeah, I thought it was the opposite.
I saw the opposite. It was he's probably not coming back anytime soon was what I saw.
Yeah, it was weird wording. They said later than sooner, yeah. Didn't they? It was poorly written.
Later
than sooner. Not the saying, but
I think regardless, depends on your wide receiver tight end situation. I do think Swift and Edmonds can get quote unquote get it done. I'm expecting quite a bit from Swift, but Edmonds, as we've seen, he kind of needs to be in a negative game script, a lot of passing to be involved, and hope that he gets the targets. I think he can get it done. I don't know if he will get it done. I do like Swift, though. So I think you're kind of at a maybe right now with those two guys. Swift for sure. Edmonds is kind of more of a maybe. I would hope that Akers can get a bigger role and kind of take over for Edmonds in your lineup going forward.
MarsBot3, DJ Moore or Slayton in the flex this week?
Probably Moore. I think yeah, DJ for me.
That's Moore for me. Slayton's going to get Darius Slay, and that's a matchup you usually want to avoid. Daniel Jones hasn't been that great this year.
I want to say Slayton so bad, though.
Wasn't it
last year he had like 140 and two tubs? Against Philly?
No Slayton. Or sorry, no Darius Slay. I think the Eagles secondary is old. Much
he's old.
Better.
He's old. He can't tell. Well, how old is he? I don't know. He's got to be 30-something. But no, the answer is DJ Moore. DJ Moore's a stud. Start him. But I do like Slayton a lot. Slayton's damn good.
Hey, Rob.
Although, have you seen the reports about his ankle that he rolled up on?
He was not listed on the injury report whatsoever. So
all right,
I assume that means good to go.
Right. Rob B. from YouTube. Thoughts on Andy Dalton moving forward? It's a big question. Lucas, you're the Dallas guy. What do you think?
So like I said earlier, I don't think that what we saw last week against Arizona was indicative of what we should see going forward. I think that Arizona has a much better defense. They shut down San Francisco when San Francisco was still San Francisco at the beginning of the year. And Dalton can throw the ball just fine. We'll see how the O-line holds up, but the receivers there, it's one of the best receiving cores in the NFL, and Dalton can throw the ball. We saw two games ago when they came back and he threw some bombs down the line to Gallup and was able to connect that way. So I think that Dalton will be fine. I don't expect him to be lighting it up, but I think that going forward, he'll probably be a low-end QB1 to high-end QB2, and he'll definitely have games against some of these other trash NFC East teams where he's putting up sizable numbers.
All right, Justin, you're my quarterback expert. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as Lucas. I mean, I don't think people realize, but Arizona's actually been pretty tough against quarterbacks and wide receivers this year. So going in expecting him in his first game as starter to just like, just because he has CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, all those guys to blow up for a quarterback one start. I mean, I wasn't in that boat necessarily, but I think the matchups will get easier. I think you'll certainly have some weeks where he presents quarterback one upside, but I don't think he's a weekly quarterback one. I think you'll start him in his good matchups. You'll bench him in his bad.
All right. Jordan, what show were you on where you talked about Andy Dalton?
I didn't talk about Andy Dalton, unfortunately, because he's trash. So these unprepared coaches, they need to get their shit together.
Oh, my goodness.
They need to start preparing for games.
That locker room.
Come on, Lucas. You saw it, man.
So
you saw
hot take. Hot take.
What, you got fired? That's not hot.
No, hot take. Okay. So Miami benches Fitzmagic for Tua. Why would they do that? Fitzmagic has been balling. Well, isn't there a trade deadline coming up in 2 weeks? Fitzmagic is about to come to Dallas, baby.
Mm. There's no way, but you can hope. You can hope, but it's not going to happen.
Hot take, baby. Hot take.
I think you guys are right. You know, Dalton's going to be a streamable option going forward. I think he'll be a mid QB2 in kind of bad weeks and maybe a high-end. Or sorry, a low-end QB1 in his good matchups. Although I am curious, you know, to see if maybe Zeke gets more work in those games that are positive game scripts where they can kind of take advantage of bad defenses. And so Dalton still isn't a great quarterback. He just kind of manages the game. Or if they do want to actually get him to air it out going forward.
Scro91, these are important questions, he says. With Juju having previous bad weeks, would you play Cooks or Boyd over him this week? Jordan, start us off.
I would play Boyd over him for sure. Cooks, I'm iffy about. And honest, I can't start Juju. You just can't. I was looking at his target breakdown. He's the leader in targets by two. Deontay is behind him without playing in two games. Claypool is on his ass, I believe, with 24. Juju only has 28. Like, Juju's not seeing the targets. He's not seeing the work. I think Ben just hates him, and I think he's gone at the end of the season.
He's just not that good.
He's like, not that good. It's true. It's true. He's not that good.
He's decent. He's just no.
He's Tyler Boyd. That's what he is. He is. He's kind of a bad Tyler Boyd, to be honest.
Juju's not that. He's not that big. He's not that fast. He is not hyper aggressive at the high point of the ball. His routes are pretty good, but like, there's nothing that he has no one statistic that just makes him stand out as like a, you know, the guy for an NFL wide receiver.
Yeah.
Looks like everybody is agreeing about Juju. Everybody agree with Boyd over Juju to start?
For sure.
Yeah. All right. I got Boyd 27, Juju 29.
All right. Scro 91 is, if Fant is healthy, would you play him over Higbee? Justin, start us off. Tight end.
Yes, I think so. I'm kind of worried about Higbee and then playing against the Bears in general. The Bears have been kind of what you expect them to be on defense in general, just because of Khalil Mack and their defense historically. And Noah Fant gets Kansas City at home. I mean, it's not a great matchup. It's not a bad one either. I think Noah Fant is Drew Lock's favorite target. I think he'll get tons of work if he does play, obviously. But yeah, I'm kind of worried about Higbee, so it'd be Fant.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think Fant's a game breaker. So if he's in the lineup, he's definitely a guy who can take advantage of any team because he's that fast, he's that strong, he's that talented. And I think Drew Lock's going to have to get him the ball if they're going to have any shot of winning this game against Kansas City.
All right, Scrow 91 has one final question. Freeman or White at running back too? Mostert and Sanders are out this week. That's a tough one. You're kind of scraping
PPR?
Here. It doesn't say. Oh, yeah, half point.
Probably Freeman for me.
I think so, too. That's extremely tough. Those are just both not very good options, unfortunately.
In a PPR, I'm fine with going to White. I think he's still getting a fair amount of targets. But in a half point, there's enough there that I'm going to take the first and second down back for the Giants.
Yeah, I'd be going Freeman there as well. I got him basically as the lowest running. I am at 24, the lowest running back two you can get. As they said, it's just guaranteed volume. Basically, he's playing against Philly. It's gonna be bad. That's all you can really say. There's pretty much no upside though. White if it was PPR though, for sure.
All right, let's jump back into the Mixler questions for a little bit here. Where were we? Wilson 27. Hey, what's up, Wilson? Start Debo or Slayton in PPR this week? Jordan, start us. Debo, Slayton.
For me, it's Slayton. I like Slayton a lot. I do think Debo got pretty lucky this week. And he got the touches, but his yardage was kind of iffy other than that one broken play where he was down but not down and nobody knew. And I think that was like a 35-yard play. And he only had 66, I believe, total yards. So I'm not too big of a fan. And honestly, I just look at what Slayton can do. He's a post route or a fade route to the house on any given play. And I just love what he does with Daniel Jones. And he really took advantage of Philly last year. And I think he could do it again this year, even with Slay shadowing him. He's done it against some pretty talented corners, so I'm not too afraid of him going forward.
I think Debo gets shut down this week against the Patriots. And I think the Patriots are going to try to shut down Debo. They're going to try to shut down Kittle. And they're going to force San Francisco to beat them with the run. Because Belichick is very smart, and he knows that they don't have Coleman. They know that they don't have Mostert, and they're going to force Jermichael to come in off the practice squad, and a semi-healthy Jerick McKinnon beat them.
Yeah, same for me. I mean, it's Stephon Gilmore better than Darius Slay, basically. So that's essentially the tiebreaker for me. Although I would definitely start Darius Slayton if matchup was just neutral. But yeah, this week against Bill Belichick, Stephon Gilmore, not to mention in New England as well, after they just got embarrassed at home, I would be shying away from Debo.
All right, Slayton's your guy. Eric Musial, 14-team league standard. This is a big question. Is Ertz worth holding on to? So he already has Jonnu Smith. He's kind of thin at wide receiver. He's got Hill, Fuller, and A.J. Brown. Running backs are Montgomery, CEH, Gibson, Latavius, Josh Kelly, Damian Harris. Would you drop a running back instead? Available wide receivers are Mike Williams, MVS, Alshon Jeffrey. Knowing you guys, I would probably guess, and then you tell me if I'm right. I'm guessing you're going to say drop Damian Harris, add Mike Williams, probably hang on to Ertz, right?
Yeah, I think that's the way that I would lean.
I honestly, I don't know, because Ertz is on IR anyways, so if you can put him on IR, you put him on IR. But do you guys, like, actually believe in Ertz? He hasn't done anything, like, literally nothing. And once he's back, Goddard should be back too. So are you going to bank on him being the guy when Goddard's there, when Rager's probably back, when Jeffrey might be back, obviously Fulgham's there? I just don't know if he's has any opportunity. Like, you look at what he does with nobody there. What's he going to do when everyone's hopefully healthy?
Yeah, the only thing for me is I agree. I'm not necessarily in high hopes over Ertz. I think when Goddard comes back, I think he's going to be a little bit earlier than Ertz, and I think they're going to like what they see with Goddard alone, and that's going to be bad news for Ertz. And that the only thing is that I don't necessarily think that holding Damian Harris is better than holding Ertz, just because, I mean, Cam Newton is the goal line guy. There's no passing work besides for James White out of the running backs. So you're essentially looking at the rushing total every week. And that's all you're going to get, because he's not, unless he breaks a huge touchdown, he's not going to be getting red zone touches. It's going to be Cam Newton. So I think the upside is slightly there with Ertz. I mean, neither of them are that great of stashes, but it would be Ertz over Harris for me.
Yeah, so Harris looked not great last week against Denver, right? I think he was averaging 3 yards a tote. Sony Michel's going to be back in a couple of weeks, and James White and Rex Burkhead are there along with Cam Newton vulturing a lot. So I think that the upside for Ertz and the potential there, even if Goddard is there, and honestly, I think it probably helps Ertz for the other offensive pieces to be there on the field, because we know that there's a connection between Ertz and Wentz, but if more of the attention on the defense is spread out and the Eagles are able to move the ball more, I think that really opens things up for Ertz. He doesn't do well when he has two people, when he's being checked constantly all the time at the line and he's drawing a lot of attention that he kind of shuts down, to be honest. So if the team, if he's on a better team, Ertz is that player that can really flourish.
All right. Oswaldo Andrade, standard league question. Pick three running backs: David Johnson, CEH, James Robinson, Josh Jacobs, Dobbins, McKinnon. Out of those, one, two, three, four, five. Was that six? Who do you like three of them? Justin, start with you here. Running backs: David Johnson, CEH, James Robinson, Josh Jacobs, Dobbins, and McKinnon. This is for this week to start.
Yeah, it would be David Johnson, James Robinson, CEH. I mean, all of those guys are guaranteed touches, basically. I'm in the boat that I don't necessarily think Lev Bell is going to take, if he even plays this week, I don't think he's going to take very many carries at all. So in a standard format, you're not worried about CEH's volume. So I would be going David Johnson, James Robinson, CEH for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely with that.
Yeah, the only, for me, it's a toss up kind of between Josh Jacobs and James Robinson. But I'm there 100% with CEH and David Johnson.
Okay. He had a wide receiver question too as well. I need two out of the following: Godwins, Davante Adams, Ayuk, Brandon Cooks, and T. Higgins.
So I like first. First two for sure.
It's the first two, even though I really do like what I'm seeing with T. Higgins, and I think that he has potential to be a star. I think that he will end up hands down being the one, and Boyd definitely has his reliable role on that offense, but Higgins is the guy that Burrow can really develop with, but not quite there yet.
Okay. D. Bishop, I traded my James Robinson and DJ Chark for Gaskins and Godwin. PPR, good or bad?
Very good, in my opinion. Very, very good.
Yeah, I like the fact that you got rid of two players on the same team. I've never really been big on that, especially when you're pushing for a title. I mean, I get it in general, like you're presenting yourself with a safe floor. But with Jacksonville, is that floor necessarily really there? And you're going to want all the upside you can get. So having you're limiting yourself to having two Jacksonville players. So I just like it on that stance alone.
All right. I'm going to give him the Scarface.
Who put this thing together? Me. That's who.
Good trade, buddy. Bobby Pigskin. Oswaldo, last question here from Oswaldo, or most recent, I should say. Should we be worried about Aaron Rodgers? Ugh. I don't know what we're worried about. He had a bad game.
Relax.
Yeah, I had that
Relax.
One. Nah. I used to have that one. I don't know where I put it. Nah, you're good.
R-E-L-A-X.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
Calm down.
Get back to some of these questions here on Twitch. Minimal impact. Need a wide receiver and flex. Standard. Drake, Gibson, Woods, Juju, Fulgham. So I need two out of this list, guys. Jordan, start us off.
I definitely like Woods, even in a bad matchup, because I just don't really trust Drake enough. So I'm probably going to go Woods and Gibson.
I think non-PPR. I think I am going to go Drake, just because they were still giving him touches. The offense is has a little bit of swag right now. And with McKissick is growing on me for Washington. It's going to be Woods and Drake for me.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Woods and Drake. I get the matchup is good for Gibson, but he hasn't been great on the ground. And, I mean, Drake had the big game last week. He does get Seattle, but I think the volume's there.
All right.
That recency bias, they gotcha.
All right. Rob B. from the YouTube. What are some examples of reasonable... Oh, we had a call. We got a call. Sorry, Rob B. You're gonna have to wait. I gotta take this call. B, because that's how it works. 205-797-5337 if you want to jump in and jump the line, call that number. Like this guy or girl, welcome to the Sleepwire Show. What's your name?
Jesus, what's up, guys?
Hey, Zeus, what's up? Go Raiders, dude! I don't know why I don't know why I do this like goofy Cheech and Chong voice whenever you call, and I love the Raiders, but I do. How you doing this week, man? How'd you win? Do you lose?
I'm good. Hell yeah, man! I whooped ass, man. I scored the most points. I scored 187.
That's what I'm talking.
Let's go.
Yeah. Alrighty. So who's on today?
We got Justin Dodds. He's our quarterback guy. He's number 8 in the Fantasy Pros quarterback rankings right now. And Jordan Richards is back on. So, oh, and Lucas, too. Lucas is always
Notice here. How I have no title, no ranking, no nothing. I'm just here. I'm just here to have fun, guys.
Mr. Show to Show.
Yes, sir.
He is the Ryan Fitzpatrick of fantasy shows. That's who he is.
So you're saying I'm elite.
He gets around, baby.
The elite journeyman. Sure. Yes. What do you got, Jesus?
All right. I'm in third place because of points. 4-2. We have the same record, but because of points, I'm third place. But I beat both of the guys in front of me already. But these past 2 weeks, actually, I just beat them back to back. I made a trade. I hope you guys like this one. I did one last week. You guys liked it. I hope you guys like this one. Both of the guys that I traded away are in bye week this week. I finally got Christian McCaffrey. I'm trading away Marquise Brown and Jonathan Taylor. What do you guys think about that?
For CMC?
I like it. I do like it.
Yes.
I like it a lot. That's a winning move right there. That's a winning move.
That is dirty. That's what that is.
All right, yeah, because I love it when you do that, man. I think Ronald Jones, he's going to be doing good. I just need him these 3-4 weeks till CMC comes back, you know, along with Aaron Jones. And then once CMC's back, I could just flex Ronald Jones if he's still doing good, if Leonard Fournette doesn't, you know, get involved too much. So that's what I was thinking with that move. Then I want to try to trade for Russell Wilson. Do you think the guy would bite on Trey Burton and Preston Williams?
Who's his other quarterback?
His other quarterback's Tannehill, Ryan Tannehill. But he needs a tight end bad, and he needs a wide receiver bad.
Well, Trey Burton's on bye this week, right?
Yeah, he's on bye.
Yeah, so
I think you'd have to send a quarterback to get Russ. Russ is too good.
Yeah, I think you have a better shot at, you know, with Dak being out. I mean, Russ is up there. He's a top dog for the rest of the season. So I think you have a better chance of getting a hold of Tannehill than you do for Russ. But I think get a hold of Russ, that you're going to have to bring a stud to get him.
All right, because my two quarterbacks are Minshew and Carr. If I can't get him, I'm going to roll with Carr after this week, the rest of the way, because the whole matchup look very favorable with him. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Carr's fair. I mean, Carr is fair. He had the one big game against Kansas City, and then the other games he was kind of mediocre, but he's relatively efficient. You know, but I think he's serviceable. He has a relatively high floor. But Justin, what do you think about Carr rest away?
He's sort of the same thing as Dalton for me, as far as it goes as streaming. I mean, you sit him in your bad matchups, you start him in the good. I would value Tannehill more than him, I think. I think their play action is just too strong with Tannehill, Henry, AJ Brown, that trio. I mean, you can't not respect the run game for Tennessee, and that's, like, we've seen it for 2 years. That's benefited Ryan Tannehill a lot. So I'd probably rather have him over Carr weekly. So if you could pull that off, then... Because, yeah, I agree with Lucas. If you're trying to get Russ, it's going to be pretty difficult, especially considering he's already gone through his bye. So you probably have to bring running back 2, wide receiver 2, wide receiver 1 value to get him.
Okay. For my roster, who do you recommend? The only reason I'm trying to trade a Burton is because I really don't need him. I have Waller. I just picked him up this week because I needed him for the bye. And Preston Williams is usually my 4th wide receiver. I think I only started him once when he had that matchup against the Jets, but he didn't really do nothing. And my other guys are Julio Jones, DJ Chark, T. Higgins, not Marquise Brown anymore because I traded him, and Henry Ruggs, but I'm not trading Ruggs, so I just got him. I think he's going to do good the second half too. Or what do you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, if it's me and I have Russ and I'm looking at your team and I know for a fact that you need a quarterback, like I'm coming after Julio. And I might do it for Chark, but Chark's been injured. But it would probably be Chark and something else, maybe Chark and Carr. But you know, if you're coming to me wanting Russ and I see that you need a quarterback, I'm gonna come after one of your better players.
All right. That's what I'm saying. And then I made this move. You guys might not like it, but he's serving his
I love when you start that way. That's how you did it last week.
This one's for a Raider, for sure.
You might not like this move. Okay, what you got? What you got?
Well, I just pick up Antonio Brown.
There's nothing wrong with stash.
What, you drop all the fab, though?
Oh, no, what we it don't cost have you? That in our league. It's standard. It's 14-team standard.
Oh, so you use, like, your waiver priority. Damn.
Yeah, I just picked them up, see what happens. I'll probably keep them until week 10 or 9, see what happens, and then... Because maybe I'm thinking if he comes, I heard someone that supposedly he might go to Seattle, but if he doesn't, then I could try to trade him away with somebody else for Russell Wilson. What do you guys think?
I think you definitely want to try and trade him when that hype starts to build a little bit. Because even if he does do something, it may not be till week 10, week 11, week 12. You can't just expect him to walk into a team and produce right away. He might. He's still Antonio Brown. But I think it'll take a few weeks. But if you can trade him off that hype, I think that's your best asset right now.
Okay, yeah. That's because, I mean, I don't like him. You know, Raiders, what he did to the Raiders and stuff. But, I mean, I'm not going to deny he's a special talent, you know.
Like him because what he did.
You're still hurting over that?
You know, I heard Raiders fans can hold a grudge.
I didn't know. I never even thought of that, to be honest, whether Raiders fans would be hurt about that.
That's the best revenge, though, Jesus.
Here they are in the flesh.
Yeah, pick him up. Trade his ass. You'll feel so much better. That'll get your closure. Yeah, trade him for nothing. Be like, oh, here's what I think of you, Antonio Brown. That's a great plan. I like that.
Are you trying to tell me to trade him for a kicker or what, man?
No, get something
only
for
if
him.
His name is Rodrigo.
Yeah, get something for him. Get something for him. But that's a fun move. All right, Jesus, anything else? You good?
Just we're going to get the win this week. Go Raiders.
Go Raiders. I agree. All right, dude. Thanks for the call. Jesus, number one Raiders fan, longtime listener, longtime caller. All right, guys, phone lines are wide open. If you want to call in and jump the line, we still have a ton of questions to get to, but they're right in stuff. If you want to actually talk to us, 205-797-5337. Thank you, everyone, for listening and watching on Twitch, on Twitter, on YouTube, and on the Mixlr app. We're going to get back to Rob B's question. What are some examples of reasonable trades you'd send to try to get Nick Chubb while he's still injured? I don't know if you're getting Nick Chubb from anybody this many weeks into his injury. You guys think you can sneak him away for somebody?
Sure. I mean, if somebody's hurting, because we're still a couple weeks out, right? Chubb's only been injured for what, 2 weeks? He got injured three games ago.
Yeah,
in the middle of three games ago. So they're gonna have to ride out another 2 to 3 games, maybe 4, whatever it is, without Chubb. And if it's looking bleak and they got bye weeks coming up, I mean, you can definitely get a hold of Chubb.
What would your opening offer be to the Chubb owner? Just pretend you have every player in the world. I mean, obviously not the best ones, but what would an opening offer look like?
The problem is, it's like my favorite guy would be like a Mostert, but he's hurt, so you can't trade him. But a guy like that who's producing well.
Ronald Jones.
Ronald Jones, another guy that's not a stud by any means, but is doing well. Maybe Kenyon Drake.
Henderson.
Yeah, Hendo might get it done. Maybe some Juju. if he has a game. Maybe Juju. I wonder what wide receivers.
Well, we talked a lot about Julio last week, and Julio showed up because we were really down on Julio last week on the mail sack. And I think a couple of times we said, wait till he has a big game and then ship him off. Are we still feeling that way?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Really, I'm second guessing myself now. I don't know.
What do you? I mean,
he looked so good. Like he looked like vintage Julio, And Ridley still produced. Like, I don't know, man. It's hard. Julio's that dude. Like, he's so
good.
That's
fine, but sell him. Sell that man.
You could get Chubb for Julio, right?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, you can get Chubb plus. Easy.
After that game, absolutely. I mean, like, Julio will never have more value this season. He will never have more value than what he has right this second. Am I wrong? Next week, man.
We were already wrong once. I'm not trying to doubt Julio again like that. I'm not saying you shouldn't sell him, but I think a move like that is getting too cute. If you're talking about selling Julio for Chubb plus, like, what is that? What does that look like? You're trading a guy who's a wide receiver one, let's just say, for a running back who isn't coming back for 3 weeks. So that's a lot of lost production through bye weeks, through all these things. I think if we're talking about trading Julio, it's trading up, right? Like, we always talk about trade up for a more sure thing, but Julio's looking pretty good. He's looking pretty good in his first week back, or with that new regime, sort of.
So would you trade away Julio for Chubb and Robert Woods?
Yes, I would do that.
Okay,
but so, I don't think, could you do that? It seems a little bit optimistic, in my opinion.
DJ Chark and Chubb.
That is tough, man. DJ Chark needs to be better. He's real good, but he needs to be better.
Julio for sure.
That's tough. That's because, like, I do like Shark a lot. I've been a big proponent of Shark, but I would prefer a McLaurin and Chubb, which is not going to happen.
But feel me out here. So we're at the point in the season that if you are sitting here and you're, what are we? We're going into week 7 right now already. So you're 5-1 or you're 6-0. You're looking at the playoffs because you're almost guaranteed to make the playoffs at this point, barring, you know, anything crazy happens to your team. So you can afford to get rid of somebody like Julio, get a wide receiver 2 in place, and then you have Chubb sitting there for the home stretch.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like it. But you may fall into a trap where you may lose one game, and then you might lose 2 games, and you might have a bye week, because we don't know what the situation is. The only guarantee would be if you trade for a guy who's already had his bye week. You're not getting DK Metcalf. You could maybe get Davante Adams, and I'm trying to think of other guys coming off byes, but there's not enough yet. Maybe after next week, because I don't know who's on bye this week other than the Colts. Oh, obviously Miami's on bye, so you're not trying to trade for Devontae Parker. So there's what you do. You trade for Chubb and Justin Jefferson. That is the trade. Julio for Chubb and Justin Jefferson. If you can make that happen, just you win. You win the trade. You win life. Justin Jefferson is the greatest wide receiver in his draft class.
I mean, I'm just sitting here laughing because Julio, right? He has this big game, and then he has a 4-point game, a 0-point game, a 7-point game, a 0-point game, and then a 33-point game. And his two big games.
That's what he does, man.
Who did he have big games against this season?
Minnesota's not good.
And who was the other one?
He didn't do it in garbage time.
Who was the other one he had a big game against?
Seattle.
Yeah. He's had 2 good games out of 6. The rest, he's either had a bad game or he's been injured already, right? We're 6 weeks in. Sell high on him. He hasn't had his bye week yet. I just don't get it.
Okay, but he has Detroit and then Carolina. Those could be 2 more big games.
Detroit, Carolina, Denver. I mean, like, any game can be a big game for Julio. No,
but you're saying sell today. If you think about Detroit and Carolina, those could be 2 more games where he has 2 touchdowns and over 100 yards.
Okay, so what happens if he has a garbage game against Detroit, against a bad team? Then what?
And you wait because he's playing Carolina the next week.
Justin, give us some clarity here. You're up there laughing. I see you laughing about Jordan's conundrum. What do you think is a good opening offer if you're trying to buy Chubb right now?
I'd be going in super low. I mean, Chubb has, I mean, his injury is still in question, and he's got Cincinnati, Vegas, and this bye week in week 9. So you're not getting him until week 10 at full strength. So, I mean, I get it. If you're 5-1, 6-0, like, sure, go for the, I mean, in the playoffs, he's got Baltimore at the Giants, at the Jets in championship week. So, like, I get it for the playoff push, but if somebody has him, their record likely isn't very good. So I'd be going in as low as possible. Like, I'd be offering Gibson first, something like that, where it's pretty much nothing. And you sell the fact that he's not going to be available until week 10, and they could be 2-8 by that time, and they're out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I'd be pushing that narrative pretty hard. And then maybe you can pull something off. If not, then, like, you go as high as some of the other guys mentioned, but I'd still be kind of hesitant around that. Because as we've seen, anything can happen this year with as far as injuries, COVID stuff, anything can happen. So that'd be what I'd do.
Okay. You mentioned Gibson. We're going to be talking about Gibson soon. I know that's another Jordan's guys. Connor, LaRose, Jimmy Graham or Gronk, then Brady, Big Ben or Carr. Justin, let's start with you. Jimmy Graham or Gronk, and then pick a quarterback for this week.
So is Jimmy Graham or Gronk this week as well, or is that a rest of season thing?
Nah, let's just do this week.
Okay, this week I have Graham at 9 and Gronk at 10. So, I mean, I think that Gronk is starting to establish himself, and I think that he's going to become more and more of a red zone threat just because I didn't necessarily believe it at first, but the thing about him not being in shape and no preseason and no football for a year, I was kind of like, yeah, but he's been playing football for his whole life, so it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But now I'm starting to think it might have actually been kind of a big deal, especially playing in Tampa with that heat. So maybe that's the narrative, and now he's starting to become what we kind of expected in the beginning of the year. And Jimmy Graham, I think I was looking at it last week, and he was a sell high for me because half of his fantasy points came in one game, basically. So I think if I wanted the upside, I'd be going for Gronk this week because Graham gets the Rams, and I think that's going to be a low-scoring game. So I'd be going Gronk for the upside.
All right, who do you like quarterback-wise?
Quarterbacks, Brady, Big Ben, or Carr. I think that's Big Ben. I think Tennessee's defense is kind of overrated. And they're going to be a pass-heavy team, so I'd be going with Big Ben.
All right, we got a call. Let me give this guy his respect. Put some respect.
Now, I would just like to introduce y'all to the man, the myth, the legend, the MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me. If you got an issue with that, come see me.
It's DJ. What's up, DJ? How you doing, brother?
Yo! What up, man?
What it do, man?
I'm bringing it. What's up, DJ?
I'm back! All right,
you must have won. You must have won this week. You must have won,
man. What's that?
I said you must have won this week.
Yeah, man. I put in a little bit of. I just threaded the needle with it, just a little bit. But I got through. So I'm 4-2. I'm now in second place, trying to get the first. Actually, this week I'm playing the guy that's in first.
Who?
All right, so it's like number one versus number two. So, like, it's going down this weekend, you know? So I really got to get it right. You know, I really got to get it right. I'm trying to take it first. And I think I'm, let me see. I'm second in the league in scoring, and I'm second place. Yeah.
Sounds about right. Yeah. Okay, so what do you got? What are the lineup questions this week?
All right, so here's my team. Russell Wilson's back, A.J. Brown, Lockett, Boyd, Kamara. Justin Jackson just popped up with a knee injury today. He's questionable, but he's in the starting lineup. Hunter Henry, and then I got James White at flex. Okay, now my bench is McKissick, T. Higgins, McKinnon, Gibson, Evans, Cooper Kupp, Mike Williams. I picked back up Josh Kelly. I didn't think I was going to be able to get him, but I got him. And then I picked up Burton on the bye. He's just hanging out as a backup here to Henry.
This is a deep team.
What y'all think?
That's a good roster, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Lockett like right that. Now. I'm wondering if I could make a move.
You said what?
I said I'm looking at Lockett and seeing if you could. Man, I really like that Mike Williams matchup. I'd be wanting to try to get him in.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm saying I'd be wanting to get Mike Williams in my lineup if I was you.
You said Mike Williams in the start lineup and lock it out?
I'm thinking about it. But, or at least James White. I like to put in Mike Williams over James White for sure.
Go put Mike Williams in the flex spot instead of James White?
I think so, yeah. I'm on board.
Okay. All right. Now, what do y'all think about this Perine guy? I've been kind of going back and forth on LaMichael Perine.
Decent talent. Gase is a moron, so.
You ever watched him play?
I picked him up last week just to kind of, as a flyer, just kind of see how he performed, see if he blew up. That way I already have him. If he did blow up, that way nobody gets him. But then I was like, you know what? I might just go ahead and let him go.
Yeah, he's a jag, man. But he's not going to be anything special. I don't even think he can overtake Frank Gore. And I'm being 100% honest with that. Frank Gore is really good at what he does. He's not great, but he's good at what he does. And he's probably better than P. Ryan will ever be, especially this year. P. Ryan has been a jag forever. I mean, I liked him a little bit, but the fit isn't great. The team isn't great. It's just, it's not really worth holding on to.
All right, cool. I'll let him go. All right, I had Damian Harris, too. I let him go. He's still available. I just don't really believe him. I got James White, so I really only trust James White in that backfield, to be honest.
Yeah, no, Harris is fine to let go. P. Ryan is fine to let go. Your squad is looking good. I would get Mike Williams in there also. You know, that guy's a potential week winner. And, you know, I think you're on to first place here.
All right, man. I appreciate it. And one last question. What do I think about Mr. Adam Humphries? I've been hearing a lot of good things about him. I got AJ Brown already, but Adam Humphries is sitting out there. Y'all like Adam Humphries?
Eh, let him sit.
Really? You let him sit? I don't know. I kind of like him.
I mean, he has AJ Brown already. Yeah. I mean, are you going to try to work him into your lineup this week?
Maybe not, but I mean, he had a really good week, though. Really good week.
No. I mean,
hey, DJ, we just put out a podcast on Tuesday called The Great Debate, and it is a debate about Marcus Johnson or Adam Humphries. It's between Professor Chris and Nate Hamilton, so two good minds there. Check that out. That's like a 10-minute show, and it should give you an answer or more insight about on Humphries.
Okay, I think I saw that. I think the guy on the right side is a prolific offense. I saw that.
Yeah, check that out, because they go into depth about rest of the season and all that stuff, so that should help you out with that choice.
All right, but I mean, y'all think I should, at the end of the day, let Humphries sit on the wire with my team that I have, or what?
Yeah, there's no one that I'm wanting to drop, I don't think, for Humphries. I like your squad.
Okay, do you like Gronk over Burton the rest of the season, or should I just keep Burton?
I like both of them rest of the season, but Burton is, I think, coming out of his bye, I think he's top six rest of the season.
All right, cool. All right, well, I appreciate it, fellas, man. Y'all have a good night, man.
All right, you too, DJ. Thanks for the call, man. Good luck this week. Call us back when you're number one. That's what we like. We like our listeners to win. Let's get back to some questions here. Where do I want to go? Where did we leave off? Oh, Soul. I remember this guy. He's watching on Twitch right now. Rest of season, PPR, Mike Evans or Justin Jefferson? Justin, let's start with you. You're a rest of season guy. Who do you like more here?
The Justin Jefferson hype is huge, I guess. I mean, the recency bias, as we always say, I still think I'd be sticking with Mike Evans. Yes, the touchdowns have helped him. Yes, he's had low yardage. He's also been hurt. Whether it's been fully hurt, he's not 100%. I still think that Minnesota is a run-first team, especially when they have Dalvin Cook. And from what it sounds like, it doesn't necessarily seem like they think that Dalvin Cook's going to be out that long. So I do think they're a run-first team. I do think you'll have some weeks where Justin Jefferson will disappoint. And I'm not so sure that's the case with Mike Evans, especially when he's getting all the red zone targets currently. So I'd be sticking with Mike Evans.
Jordan threw his arms up in the air.
Because he's so wrong. He's so wrong. And I get it. I get people love Mike Evans, but he's not good. He doesn't run good routes. He's not fast. He doesn't even have good hands. And just wait till he plays the Saints again. And he's going to get shut down. He's going to throw up another zero because he sucks. So I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disagree. I don't like Mike Evans. And I think he's trash. I get he gets the red zone work, but Justin Jefferson is that dude. He's wide receiver 7 on the season for a reason. He is one of the best wide receivers in the league. Guys, come on.
The reason is two games,
Two games? What do you mean? He put up 100 yards in week 3 and 4, and then he just put up another 100 yards last week. And you're telling me it's only two games?
Yeah, he had 27 fantasy points in week 3 and 35 in week 6 against Tennessee and Atlanta.
So your threshold is 20 fantasy points, not like actual yardage, actual volume.
I'm saying in fantasy points, that's why he's the wide receiver 7.
Okay, but when Mike Evans puts up 14 fantasy points on 2 catches, or 16 fantasy points on 2 catches, 2 yards, and two touchdowns, is that equivalent to Justin Jefferson's 100 yards on six catches?
Okay.
No.
No, not necessarily. But to say that Justin Jefferson is his floor is 100 yards, I think is a little bit far-fetched.
No, like, I'm not saying his floor is 100 yards. But I think he's secured volume now. Like, he's got that secured volume.
I don't know that he does. He has two games with over five targets out of six. And
dude, have you seen how good this guy is?
He is.
I don't get it. Like, what do you see in Mike Evans? You're like, yeah, I want him over Justin Jefferson. He's just better.
It's what I see when I watch the game. What I see when I watch the game is they give the ball to Dalvin Cook every single play. They want to run the ball. Kirk will definitely throw it up, but Thielen is still there. You're acting like, you know, you're going to have games where Jefferson is getting you.
I hate you guys.
Mike Evans has had the same amount of games where he's had multiple touchdowns as he's had zero. Mike Evans has had touchdowns in five out of six games.
A game where he only had two yards. 2 yards.
And he had two touchdowns.
And he was playing on one ankle.
Is that sticky? Are we gonna hold ourselves to that? Really?
We're gonna hold ourselves to that. Does that team move the ball? Chris Godwin basically the whole season because he hasn't done anything. Does Tampa move the ball?
They're getting better. Okay, Minnesota has to throw the ball because they suck.
What's the record? They're in Trevor Lawrence's world right now. Do they have to throw the ball? That's what I'm saying right now. Do they have to throw the ball?
I think they're going to have to, yeah. Unless Dalvin Cook is going to be like, Dalvin Cook's been really good. But
yeah, he's a monster.
But if he can't get it done, they got to throw the ball. Or if Kirk Cousins throws three picks or even two picks, they got to throw the ball. And these are all things that Justin Jefferson's going to benefit from. If they run the ball in Tampa and Chris Godwin gets involved, Gronk gets involved, these are all things that are going to bring Mike Evans down, not bring him up.
I like Justin Jefferson. And if you're asking me dynasty, hands down, I want Justin Jefferson. But we're talking rest of season this season, and I think that Mike Evans is going to be your safer play.
All right.
I can't wait until he plays the Saints again and he puts up 0 points. I'm going to come on this show and I'm going to just rip you apart.
All right. So there's your answer. You heard some good arguments each side and then you heard the middle ground. And hopefully you could take something away from that. Mini Jordan 718 PPR. Pick a running back and flex. You guys see the players on the screen for the listeners. It's Justin Jackson, DeAndre Swift, D'Ernest, Deontay, Toledo Rockets, OBJ, DJ Moore, and DJ Chark. So I need a running back and a flex from that list. This is a good question, actually. I like the running back conundrum.
You got to go with Swift, right? Do you like Justin Jackson?
Give me a second.
That one's a
Swift has the Falcons, so that's this week, right? Yeah, Swift has the Falcons.
He was still only on the field for like 30% of their snaps.
18 opportunities, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Chargers have the Jags. They're both good matchups. It just depends on kind of who you...
You could start both because you have a flex here, unless you like one of these wide receivers for a flex.
Both wide receivers are good, though.
So it's probably – it is going to be Swift for me, I think, fairly.
I think receiver is probably DJ Moore for me, even against the Saints. It's hard to – Deontay, I want to start Deontay every week, but this guy is just not doing anything. He keeps getting hurt, even though I like the matchup. And he practiced today, which is good to see.
Give me OBJ, baby.
All right, so you like Swift and OBJ. Justin, who do you like out of these, Greg?
The running backs, to me, is a coin flip between Jackson and Swift. So, I mean, you could argue for either one. For wide receiver, I've got an OBJ bias, and I'm kind of against the whole DJ Moore thing this week. I mean, I get it. He's done well in some weeks. He just hasn't shown it consistently, and I think New Orleans is a tough matchup. I don't think there's any denying that. Chark, who knows if he's still or if he's still lingered by injury or not. And then same with Deontay. He plays. How much volume does he take away from Claypool or the other way around? How much does Claypool take away from Deontay? So as weird as it sounds, I think that Odell is your best bet for safety, even though he's not really been that consistent. He does get Cincinnati, so I think that's where the tiebreaker lies.
All right. Jordan, you've had time to think about it. You still on the DJ Moore. What do you decide between DJ Moore and Deontay?
Oh, I would still roll with DJ Moore. And I think you guys made really good points about OBJ. It's just, I don't know if Baker Mayfield's going to get it done this week or what's going to happen. Hopefully he can. It's just, is it going to be Jarvis? Is it going to be Higgins? Is it going to be Hooper? We don't really know. I just think the volume should be there for DJ Moore, and that's just kind of where I'm leaning, where OBJ, you're banking on him probably scoring a touchdown on a slightly smaller volume than you'll see for Moore. So I'd probably roll with DJ and Swift there.
All right. Mini Jordan 718 had another question. Pick a streaming defense this week. Cowboys, Chargers, Seahawks, Giants. Who do we like? Justin, hit us off.
Defense is... does not deserve to be in fantasy football leagues. I'll say that. But I don't think you can start the Cowboys. I get they're playing Washington, but they're atrocious. The Chargers at Jacksonville is not bad. Seahawks, same sort of thing. They've been terrible. They've allowed points to pretty much everyone. And then the same thing with the Giants. The Giants have been playing better lately. And Carson Wentz has been shaky with the picks this year. But I think I would be starting the Chargers. At home versus Jacksonville, I think that's a good matchup. Their D line, Joey Bosa can get into the backfield. I think I'd be going with the Chargers.
We good on the Chargers, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Figured as much. Mini Jordan, if Janu is out, should I pick up Fursker, Eifert, Olsen, or someone else you guys recommend?
Go with Fursker if he's out.
We need Fursker 100%. Has to be him.
Yeah, the only guys I could think that might, besides he mentioned, maybe Richard Rodgers, possibly if he didn't get picked up. Tanyan might still be out there. He had a kind of a down week. But Fursker saw a good volume this week, or last week, I should say. So we're good on that. Josh V's got a couple questions. This might be Josh 5. I don't know. V could be 5, right? Is V5 in Roman numerals? Yes.
Yeah.
So he's got a couple. Let's blow through these. Slayton or McKinnon in the flex, half point. Jordan, start us.
I'd be rolling with Slayton just because of the big playability. And like we kind of talked about already with McKinnon, we're not too sure about volume. Maybe you could talk me into McKinnon. I don't know what you guys think, but I think I'd roll with Slayton just because it's half point PPR. If it was full PPR, I maybe go McKinnon because I think he will get a lot of touches. I just don't know if it's going to be for a lot of yardage.
Every week that Mostert's been out, McKinnon's performed, so I'm going McKinnon.
I'm still kind of nervous about the whole, like Mostert was out at what, halftime or before halftime of that game, and McKinnon came in and didn't really do anything. I don't know, does Jeff Wilson get more involved? Are they comfortable with Hasty? I would be going with Slayton. It's a bad matchup, but as Jordan said, one play could change pretty much anything. So he could go for 50 yards and a touchdown, and there you go. He's beat McKinnon on the week.
Okay, we got a phone call. I don't know who this is. I think it might be Oswaldo. I'm not sure. Let's find out. Thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show. What is your name? What's your question?
What's up, Steve? You already know who it is?
Oh, I was right. It is Oswaldo. See, I remember phone numbers. Look at that. What a brilliant guy. Oswaldo, what you got going on this week, man?
This week. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
My bad. My wife just put up and hooked up to the Bluetooth. Goddamn. Hey, so my question is, do I make a move for Antonio Brown now before my league mates jump on him?
Yeah. If you want to have that stash and you have a spot that you don't mind throwing him in, for sure.
That's the thing. Who do I drop though, man? I got like all these options, and these options are good, which would be giving, you know, me a good option to another team, like my competition. So my options are Ayuk, I got Dobbins, Higgins, Brandon Cooks, and McKinnon. Who do I drop out of them to stash Antonio Brown?
I don't know if you do. It's probably Ayuk for me if you're going to choose one, but...
I don't love it. I actually like Ayuk as a weekly, just kind of like throw him in the lineup because you have to type of thing. He's a big play guy, even with limited volume. So I kind of want to see someone else make that mistake first and maybe scoop up AB later. And I think with your roster, it's not a move I'd probably want to make.
Say that again?
I was saying that I don't think it's a move I'd want to make if I had your roster. Like, I think your roster is good enough that you would just hold, and you kind of hope AB would replace one of them, but I think I'd let someone else make that mistake before you make it.
Even though, like, a Uke will never, like, you probably never see playing time with Godwin and Adams. I'm thinking about the bigger picture, like maybe trading him off later if he does go somewhere.
He probably has more trade value. Is that your plan? Kind of grab him and flip him if he does something or land somewhere
for
good?
Sure.
I think I'd agree with
that.
That's probably
the same thing I did with Gurley.
Yeah, he probably has more trade value than Ayuk, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you kind of plan out your buys and figure out that you don't really need Ayuk down the line at some point, then definitely. But I think that's going to require more research, right, to make sure that you don't need him at some point, and he's just another guy on your roster.
I feel like Higgins would be a better option than Ayuk or Brandon Cooks.
Matchup depending, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm kind of okay with dropping Ayuk. You know, he's a good talent. They focus heavy on the run game there. Kittle's clearly the number one target in the receiving game. They are manufacturing ways to get Ayuk the ball, which I do like to see, and he is explosive. We saw that Debo had a fair amount of targets for what that's going to be. So I just think that the upside is pretty limited for Ayuk. They're not making him a center point of the offense. And wherever Antonio Brown ends up, I mean, like, that could be a lottery ticket. So I think I would rather have that lottery ticket and Antonio Brown over the next couple of weeks, as opposed to, Ayuk is what, the fifth or the sixth wide receiver on his team?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, you never know. Someone might bite on. I want Jonathan Taylor, and the guy doesn't want to budge. So maybe, you know, me, the big name like Antonio Brown, he'll jump on it.
If Antonio Brown ends up with a team that's in a good situation, it's like a lot of if. And so there's nothing there until Antonio Brown signs with a team. And, you know, at that point in time, if he signs with a team and then there's a video of him coming out and like having some good pass or something, like on a practice field or something, that's like when you want to try to sell Antonio Brown, is when there's going to be hype there.
As soon as he puts on that Chiefs jersey, that's when you sell him.
Apparently, that's where, you know.
There, yeah. That'd be too many mouths to feed right there.
But, you know, they seem to be good at just getting these guys. Who knows?
These,
you know, reunite.
Year rentals.
Ridiculous.
Reunite,
yeah.
Him and Bell.
Yeah, exactly. Super team.
Everybody in my league be sleeping or whatever. I picked up the Buffalo defense last night or this morning.
Nice.
I don't even know how they were available.
Yeah, that's good, man. We love people that wake up at 3 a.m. to do waivers after they process.
Hell yeah! I wake up every time around that time. It's like my body just tells me to wake up around that time. It's crazy.
All right, buddy.
It's only in the fall.
But all right, guys,
you good?
You in too deep?
I think he's good. You good, Oswaldo? Let your wife get on the Bluetooth, man. We gotta cut you loose.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Right, I picked them up as we were talking.
Excellent. All right, man. Let us know how that works out. Thank you for the call, guys. Phone lines are clear. 205-797-5337. 205-797-5337. 79-SLEEP, if you want to do it that way, too. Let's get back to some questions here. We still got a few things to do. Who are we dealing with? Oh, Josh V. Actually, we just talked about this a lot. I don't know if we need to get into this too much more. What are your thoughts on AB coming back? League winner? Lottery ticket. That's the answer to that.
At best, really. Long shot.
Long shot. Mike Williams or Justin Jackson in full point this week? Who are you starting?
I don't know, Justin. Let me know. I want to say Mike Williams, but I want to know what Justin thinks.
Yeah, I think everyone wants to say Mike Williams.
No, he doesn't. Look at his face.
I mean, I think the full PPR is the deal breaker. I do like the volume, but again, Josh Kelly is a better back than Justin Jackson, so who knows? They just had their bye. Who knows what happens when we come into this week? Is it going to be Josh Kelly? Is it going to be Justin Jackson? Apparently nobody really knows. It's kind of just like guessing at this point. So I think Mike Williams, again, as we mentioned earlier, has shown some chemistry with Herbert, and Herbert's opened up to throwing the ball deeper, and probably trust him after the guy makes just disgusting catches like it seems like every week. So I think Williams.
We got Connor Gallant. I'll just put this up there to make you guys feel good. Says a couple of good football brains on the shows. Thanks, guys. Let's jump back to the Mixler questions here. Bogby Pigskins wants to know, 12-team Superflex, hold Fitzpatrick or add any of the following? All right, so here's your list. Jay Williams, Zach Moss, D. Harris, Renfro, Keelan Cole, Adam Humphreys, set claim or wait for them to clear waivers. Only quarterbacks are Taysom and Hurts. So Fitzpatrick would be the guy he's dropping. Hot take earlier was Fitzpatrick goes to the Cowboys. But would you drop Fitzpatrick for any of those players right now?
How do you guys feel about Cole? Because I forget where I heard the stat that he's had, like, I think it was 100 yards or a touchdown in, like, 4 of 6 games.
Man, I like him.
I think he's unpredictable.
I liked him when Chark is in rather than out.
Yeah,
I think Chark draws a lot of attention. And that week that Chark was out, everyone was expecting Keelan Cole to pop off. Yeah. And it was actually, I can't remember who it was, but it was somebody else other than Keelan Cole, because everyone was paying attention to Keelan Cole.
Chris Conley.
Rather. Yeah. So
I was against the Dolphins.
Right. Yeah. So I think he's, and as for dropping, I think that would be the one person that I would drop Fitzpatrick for, be Keelan Cole, because I personally think unless Tua gets injured, he's not going to play. I think that if there was a chance of him playing again, they wouldn't have sat him already. So unless he gets traded, which I find unlikely, but it is possible. But if that were to happen, you could probably just go into a bidding war and try and pick him up.
Okay. All right, let's get to a trade question here from Black Mamba 24. I don't know. Jesus Christ. Apparently somebody just won the Stanley Cup. Black Mamba 24 wants to know, Swift and Chark for Gibson half-point league. What side of the trade do you guys like more, Swift and Chark or Gibson? Jordan, you're a Gibson guy. What do you think about this one?
I'm a Swift and Chark, like, no questions asked. As much as I like Gibson, there's no way I could trade Swift and Chark just for Gibson.
I'm not even sure if I think Gibson and Chark is a fair trade. I mean, Gibson and Swift. Like, that's with,
yeah, and I would probably still take Swift.
I would rather have Swift, yeah. So, like, Swift and, yeah, that's, it's way, 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 way too much. Especially
talent, draft capital. Team is negligible for those two guys, right? And you get Chark on top. Yeah, there's no way.
And we were talking about it. McKissick seems to be kind of the hot hand there since the QB change. So, it doesn't matter if it's Alex Smith or Kyle Allen. Without Dwayne Haskins, Gibson has kind of gone down the tube.
Oh, we got a call. Let's check this person out. Thank you for calling the Sleeper Wire show. What is your name? What is your question?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Gabriel.
Hey, Gabriel. How you doing, man? What do you got tonight?
Hey, so I have a question, a trade question. So I'm right now, I'm 5-1 in first place. The Devontae Adams owner is looking for a trade because I think he's 1-4 or 1-5 or something like that. And he's asking if I would trade him Kenny Galladay and Mike Davis for Devontae Adams.
I think I would probably do it because Mike Davis is, what, a 1 or 2 week rental from this point going on? So then you're kind of looking, who would you rather have, Kenny Galladay or Adams? Which I think is close. I think that's I would rather have Adams. You know, when it comes to be like week 11 and you're looking at the playoffs, you're getting closer to the playoffs and you're looking at your team, Mike Davis, if he's even still on your roster, you know, you're looking to see, okay, would I rather be playing Adams every week or would I rather be playing Galladay every week? And he's already 5-1. So I think now is the time to get value out of Davis.
So here's the caveat. I'm a Christian McCaffrey owner and I have Kareem Hunt. Oh. And those are my two main running backs. And then I have Latavius Murray and Chase Edmonds. So for a week or two, I would have to start Kareem Hunt and one of Latavius Murray and Chase Edmonds if I do that.
Yeah, so you'd be fine starting Edmonds and Hunt, I think, for those couple of weeks. But Mike Davis is more valuable to you than to any other person in the world because you have CMC. So now that you've mentioned right. That you have CMC, I was kind of assuming that this guy had CMC and that's why he was going after him. But no, so you've seen that Mike Davis is a baller virtually every single week and filling in just fine for CMC. So for you, like me personally, I just want that Carolina backfield locked up for the rest of the season because like that backfield is one that has a good shot of taking you all the way through the playoffs. So I don't think I'm doing this.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't think you can take it. I think you just got to hold Galladay. And honestly, I think Galladay could be even better than Adams rest of the season, potentially. I think it's that close.
So what do you think about Allen Robinson instead of Galladay? Or you think my receivers are fine, honestly. I have a lot of receivers. I just thought that Adams would be an upgrade. So I have Allen Robinson. I have Kenny Galladay. I have Robbie Anderson. I have Tyler Boyd. I have Devontae Parker. So I have a lot of good receivers. I just figured, you know, Adams could be an upgrade, but that my problem is the running back position. So that's why I might not be smart to do that right now, but I figured maybe I could ride it out for 2 weeks without Mike Davis and just play Edmund or Murray with the matchups and then just wait till CMC comes back, and then I'll have, you know, that. That's what I was thinking, but yeah.
It sounds to me like you are valuing Allen Robinson above Golladay, but Kenny Golladay is a stud, an absolute stud. He's a top eight wide receiver rest of season, and Allen Robinson is just kind of a wide receiver too. He could have some weeks where he gets you big numbers, but if you could trade Allen Robinson and Mike Davis for Adams, that's a no-brainer.
Okay. Yeah, I was just looking at the reason why I was doing the – because like I said, I'm 5-1. I'm probably going to make the playoffs. I mean, not for sure, obviously, but I'm probably going to make the playoffs. So, like, if you look at Golladay's playoff schedule, it's not great. Allen Robinson's playoff schedule is a lot better. So that's why I was kind of like
So that does matter, especially when you're dealing with, like, guys that are wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3. But when it comes to the studs, it just doesn't matter. And Golladay is one of those studs that it doesn't matter who he's playing against. Like, he's going to be a focal point for his offense, and he can make plays regardless of who's against him. So Golladay is, I'm not going to say he's matchup proof, but he is a, you know, he is a stud that any given week he could go off.
Yeah. And I think what I would say on that is that you're looking at it as they're probably going to be down in those games, right? But that's actually a favorable matchup for Golladay, for them to be down. Cause I think I was looking at the schedule and I saw the Packers, the Titans and the Bucks, three teams that can put up points, and Detroit's going to have to throw the ball against those teams. Yeah. Right. So it's not great, especially for running backs, because obviously going down in the game isn't good for running back. For receivers, it's actually good, and I think could be good for Golladay because he'll be fully healthy, he'll be good to go, and he may have better games than you expect.
And Tennessee's defense isn't great. Packers' defense can be thrown on pretty, you know, we just saw that with Tampa.
Yeah.
Tampa has a good defense. It's the only one in there that's like, okay, but I still think, you know, Golladay can do fine. We saw Justin Herbert. The wide receivers had a fine game against Tampa with Herbert, and Stafford can air the ball out. So it's not like Tampa is guaranteed to just shut down Golladay.
So if you guys would think it would be, you think I would survive with, you know, Chase Edmonds or Murray for these next 2 weeks, and it would be better to get rid of A-Rob instead of Golladay? Is that, you guys all agree on that?
I do, yeah, for sure.
1,000%.
I would be kind of the one. I'm going to throw a wrench in it, and so I was just looking at it while you guys were talking, and Latavius Murray I think would be fine this week. He gets Carolina, who's been brutal. But then in week 8, if McCaffrey's not back, you have Latavius Murray at Chicago, which isn't necessarily that great, and Chase Edmonds is on the bye. So you would be forced into starting Latavius Murray into probably a bad matchup. But if you're 5-1, then I think you're still probably okay.
It's just 1 week, and he's going to have Adams now on his team to supplement.
Yeah, I would for sure do it for Allen Robinson rather than Kenny Golladay. I think Kenny Golladay has a better outlook rest of season than Allen Robinson.
All right. Yeah, that's all I needed. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling the show. That is Gabriel. All right, we got to blow through some questions. We are running long today. Let's get into some of these real quickly here. From the Mixler, Captain Kurt, Rojo for Hunt, straight up, PPR, trade. What side do you want, Hunt or Rojo, Justin?
It would be dependent on your record, but I would think, that's close. Hunt, I think.
All right, Jordan, Hunt or Rojo?
I will take Hunt as well.
Lucas?
Hunt, and it's not close.
Yeah, I knew you'd be all over Hunt.
All right, Oswaldo, he called in. We already talked about him. Fear the Claw. I need one running back, one wide receiver, one flex, PPR. Here we got for running back, Boston Scott, Singletary, Lindsey, and McKinnon. Who do we like most out of those four?
Do you want to roll with McKinnon?
3 out of 4?
He just needs one.
Oh. Yeah, he just needs one.
Yeah, one running back, and we could throw one in the flex, too, if we want.
For me, it's Singletary. He's got the Jets. Plenty of points to be scored.
Oh, yes. Yes.
For me, it's Singletary.
For sure. Right. Yeah.
Wide receivers, we got Fuller, Kupp, and John Brown. We need one of these, too.
It's between Fuller and Kupp for me.
I think it's Fuller for me, and I don't really think I would be second-guessing it. I mean, how can you sit him after last week? Kind of. That's my thought process.
I'm good with Fuller.
All right. We need a flex. So out of all those guys, we got Singletary and Fuller starting. We got Boston Scott, Lindsey, McKinnon, Kupp, and John Brown in the flex.
I kind of want to lean Lindsey, but...
I think I would lean Lindsey. He's pretty good.
I think it's Boston Scott for me. I think...
It's definitely not Cooper Kupp.
I'm okay with Scott. I'm okay with Scott.
Slightly Scott over Kupp.
Scott's got a good matchup.
He had a big season against a big couple of weeks last year against Philly. So I do like Lindsey though, especially if Melvin Gordon is out for whatever reason.
Okay, you didn't miss your question, Jesus Merck. Just a second, we're getting to it. Ricardo Banks PPR trade: McKinnon, Gibson for Mixon. What side do you like? I think I like the Mixon side on this one.
Yeah,
I think I like the Mixon side. Yeah, even though I don't love Mixon, he'll get the volume, free up that roster spot.
Yeah, Mixon for me.
Fear the Claw. Also, which quarterback do you think this week, Justin? You're the quarterback guy. Jimmy G, Driscoll, or Kyle Allen?
That's ugly.
it is ugly.
Oof. I think it would be, I want to say Jimmy G, but Kyle Allen's got Dallas. So, I mean, that's another one where they're both in brutal territory. So you could coin flip it. But for the sake of answering, I'll just say Jimmy G.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Eric Musial. Just realized Goddard available. Drop Ertz for him? Already dropped Harris for Williams. I don't know. You guys want Goddard in the short term here over Ertz in the long term?
I think I want Goddard.
Yeah. Goddard's way better than Ertz.
Yeah, Goddard's going to play a lot sooner than Ertz will as well, so you'll actually be able to use him, which is obviously good.
Okay, we got a three wide receiver league. Bobby Pigskins, trade McKinnon, get Higgins. This is PPR. His other running backs are Zeke, Carson, McKissick, James White, Justin Jackson, Madison. Wide receivers, OBJ, Diggs, Julio, and Marvin Jones and Pascal. So give away McKinnon to get Higgins?
I think I would, yeah. I don't think you have enough depth at wide receiver.
He's got three studs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, depending on how many you got to start.
Yeah, and he's got to
start three. Right?
Yeah, he's got to start three, so he's getting a good... I mean, Higgins is a much upgrade over Marvin Jones, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Marvin Jones has been poo all season.
I'm okay with it. I need to grab a charger.
Okay. Jesus Merck, is Fournette worth picking up? I think we talked about Fournette being a somewhat better running back. You guys both like grabbing Fournette on the waiver if he's available?
Yeah, I mean, depending more on who likely. You're dropping, but yeah, generally he's worth a stash. If Rojo were to go down for any reason, that's Leonard Fournette's fumbles. Running back line. Or fumbles.
Yeah,
Fournette. Then there you go.
All right. Also, same guy. I think I missed my other question. Running back, I need two in PPR. David Johnson, Boston Scott, Justin Jackson, Le'Veon Bell. I forget
how the first two for me, I think.
David Johnson, Boston Scott.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to risk it. I think you just start Boston Scott. He's in a good matchup. And then you just play David Johnson over Le'Veon Bell.
All right, we got that one cleared up. Back to the stream questions here. Let's see what we... Shaquem Banks. I traded Mixon and Boyd for Galladay, Gibson, and MVS. Scratching my head, grade the trade. Let's just give it a letter grade.
I give it a B. I like it.
Mixon and Boyd.
So MVS is kind of nothing to me here in this trade. I'm not even looking at him. So you upgraded to Galladay from Boyd, and you downgraded from Mixon to Gibson. So what I would say is that if you're really deep at running back, that this was really a good trade for you. But otherwise, it was kind of sideways.
I'll stick with it. I think the B is a good grade. I like that you got rid of the double Cincinnati. So that would be the tiebreaker.
Trey S. wants to know, full PPR DeAndre Swift or Melvin Gordon this week?
Well, this week it's Swift because Melvin Gordon's probably not going to play. So,
Okay, yeah. Let's say rest of season, though. Who would you like more rest of season?
That's tough.
Melvin Gordon for me.
Melvin Gordon. His schedule lightens up towards the playoffs, which is nice.
Yeah.
And Swift also didn't look that good to me. Did anyone else see him get caught from behind by like a linebacker?
Who was a linebacker?
It wasn't a linebacker, but he looked slow on that long run that he had.
Yeah, he doesn't have deep speed, unfortunately. He's quick, though. He's Swift for a reason.
The only thing
I was waiting for that one.
He's right there.
The only thing Swift about him is his last name.
He's swifter than fast.
Okay. I'm trying to sort through. This guy, I think, wanted to just tell us about his trade. I'm not even going to give that one. How do I fix my team? Ooh, I like this. How do I fix my team? From Pac Main. 2-4, I have Herbert, Lindsey, Peterson, McLaurin, Moore, Hurst, Ruggs, Thomas as my starters. Bench is McKissick, Eckler, Justin Jackson, Miles Sanders, Hasty, Tim Patrick, Alan Lazard. I have no clue where to go and who to possibly trade. Can you guys help? So give him kind of a step one on how to kind of get this team back together. What's his most valuable trade piece to get some talent? Because he's got a lot of pieces here, but none of them are particularly good.
The only thing that I really see, I mean, I like Herbert rest of season. I think he's got a good schedule. So the only thing is we got news that Eckler is looking at a longer timetable. So if you're 2-4, maybe you try and give Eckler to somebody who can wait for him for the playoffs and then try and get somebody that can help you win now rather than having to wait, say, 3 weeks for somebody to be able to play. You could do the same thing with Sanders, but we're not really sure how long Sanders is going to be out. That could change tomorrow, but I think Eckler holds more value than Sanders, so I think I'd be moving Eckler.
So Thomas, we're looking at Michael Thomas, yeah?
I hope so.
Yeah.
This is rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think if it's me, I'm going to try to package up Eckler and DJ Moore and go after like a top, like an RB1, because you really need a stud running back. You do have Miles Sanders, but I like Miles Sanders as my RB2 in that situation. So yeah, I think it's package up Moore and Eckler, go after a good running back, or just something. With Eckler to go after a good running back, see what they want. If they need a Lazard, I think has a role when he comes back. I like a lot of these players.
Yeah, it's just a injured roster.
Yeah,
right?
he's got a lot of injuries. Yeah,
I see Eckler as like the clear guy, but it's like, what are you going to get for him? Can you try and trade maybe that quote unquote backfield? Can you maybe move Hasty if he has a role this week? Who knows? Like it's a lot of what ifs. But Eckler's definitely looking at like the first move, and if you can maybe pair him with Jackson to try and bump up that trade value a little bit, give someone the whole package or as much of the package as you got, maybe that could be something. But definitely got to try to find a running back that can actually play for you. Yeah. Or it's going to be difficult to compete.
Manny Poulos, Slayton Cooks or Mike Williams this week?
I'm getting Mike Williams in my lineup almost every single week that I can.
Yeah, I think we're all on board with Mike Williams this week.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
My fourth quest. I had to read this stuff. Matt Ryan or Justin Herbert this week? Justin, who do you like quarterback wise this week? Matt Ryan or Herbert?
They're quarterback 8 and 9 for me, with Matt Ryan being number 8. So Matt Ryan, Herbert's got a good matchup, but
they both do.
Ryan's got Detroit, which is, I think, pretty much the same. I think Julio's looked good. I think their passing offense is explosive. I think Ryan has a chance to be huge this week. So, Matt Ryan.
All righty. Let's see. Minimal impact. Streaming a tight end. I'm considering Logan Thomas, Richard Rodgers, or Fursker. Thoughts on Janu? I think we already talked about this a little bit. If Janu is definitely looking bad and out, Fursker's the guy. If Janu plays, who do you guys like more, Logan Thomas or Richard Rodgers this week? I mean, I guess Rodgers is going to have to be a tomorrow decision, isn't it?
Yeah, just make it easy on yourself. Fursker balled out with Janu not being there, so have Fursker on your team, and you play, you know, obviously if Janu starts, then you're playing Janu, and then you're just playing Fursker until he gets back.
Okay. Boston Scott or Devonta Freeman? This is for Manny. I think we're
Scott.
Yeah, I think we're pretty high.
You gotta
on
have
Scott
to be
this
Scott
week.
There.
Yeah. We got a reply from Pac-Main. I packaged Moore, Eckler, and AP for Aaron Jones. Might also do the same trade for Josh Jacobs and see what happens. So okay, that's a pretty good move. I think I'm all right with that.
Yeah, you can make that happen for sure.
All right. Also, funny thing, I had Dak too, so that's why. Yeah, dude, you got hit with the injury bug really bad this year. Corb Kurt. I think this is Corbin. I think he calls the show before. Herbert or Tannehill this week? Justin, quarterback question.
Herbert for me. Tannehill's been good. He gets Pittsburgh at home this week, though. Pittsburgh has been vulnerable, but I think Herbert's a safer play, I think.
Okay. All right, we got to get back to the sack. There's a couple of questions we didn't get to in the mail sack. Let's do those real quick. It's the one, would you do this trade if you have the Chris Carson side? So the trade is Travis Fulgham, Chris Carson for James Conner and Chase Claypool.
Hmm. So it was Chris Carson and Fulgham, right?
Chris Carson and Fulgham, yeah. Sending out, getting James Conner and Chase Claypool. Yes, no, like it, no, yes,
no. No, I wouldn't do that.
I think I'd rather Fulgham and Carson.
I'm not chasing Claypool at all.
Ah, that's funny. That's
another one.
I see what she did there.
But I got three words for you. You like that? Yeah, I liked it. Mario 2017 in a half point. Should I flex Claypool or Daryl Henderson? Lucas.
Give me Hendy.
Hendo, for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Henderson.
It's unanimous. JWN71, question for defense. Who do I play, Giants or Saints this week?
Saints.
Yeah, I think you got to go Saints.
Yep.
All right. Is MVS worth the start? Same guy. Is MVS worth the start this week? It's so hard to say.
Probably not.
Yeah, we don't know who you have, but in a void, what do you think?
Yeah, probably not.
I think if you needed a wide receiver, you could do a lot worse, right? With Lazard out, Houston's defense is pretty suspect, and Adams is going to be drawing a fair amount of coverage. So I think that, you know, MVS, you're looking at 6 to 7 targets, and, you know, you're probably going to be hoping for one of two things, which could very likely happen, a touchdown or a long play. We know Rodgers is known to take the shots downfield, and MVS could very likely be the recipient of that. So you could do a lot worse as a flex play.
Too nice. Talk to me about Tim Patrick, pound for pound. He has gone against two great defenses and somewhat decent defenses. Now Noah Fant and Melvin are coming back. Phillip is working the short run. What can we expect of this current role in production? Let's start with Lucas here. Tim Patrick, what do you see for him in the next couple of weeks?
I like Tim Patrick. He's a really good talent. And he seems to be quarterback proof a little bit. He attacks the ball really hard. He goes after it 50-50. You know, the guy, he looks like he just wants it. Like, you can tell he's in the game, right? And Judy, we've seen some drops from. I do think that the red zone looks might come down a little bit with Fant coming back. That is Drew Lock's guy. But I think that Patrick has a relatively safe floor and can definitely ball out, and, you know, we'll see, but this could be a shootout, or at least one that Denver is having to throw a lot to get back in the game.
Justin, you like rest of the season, Tim Patrick, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think this week will tell you a lot with if Noah Fant, and even if KJ Hamler comes back, I think you'll learn whether or how big, I guess, Denver is on Tim Patrick. I think they have every right to be big on him. And I think if he is, say, their third option, I think that helps that Noah Fant and Judy are taking attention away. And he does have a solid schedule looking at it for, I mean, half of the matchups coming up. He's got Atlanta, Miami, Vegas, Carolina, that kind of thing. So, I mean, I like him probably around a wide receiver 3 or 4 range rest of season.
Jordan, anything to add?
I'm really curious to see if they still use Albert O, when, especially in the red zone, when Noah Fant is back. People who don't know, Albert O was Drew Lock's tight end. Obviously, Driscoll's probably going to play, but I could see him having a role. He's a massive tight end. He's fast. He's strong, just like Fant is. And we saw him drop a touchdown this week. So there is a chance he gets red zone work, and that'd be the only fear as far as Patrick's touchdown upside goes. But I do like him on the outside. He's been showing pretty well.
Okay, let's clean up a little mess here in the question comments. Herbert or Tannehill this week? We did Stafford or Herbert? What do you think?
I think I like, man.
Give me Stafford.
That I like them both, honestly. I like them both a lot. I'd probably still roll with Herbert, though.
Stafford's my QB7. They're both really good starts this week, but I think Atlanta's been bad all year long. So, but on the same end, their offense, Atlanta's offense, can put up points. So I think the game will be a shootout, and I think Stafford will benefit from that.
All right. Pac Main is also talking about Fitzpatrick to the Cowboys. It's funny you mentioned that, buddy. We actually talked about that earlier. That was Lucas's hot take of the day. Why are they still coming in here? I'm thinking about trading up for a better wide receiver. Should I package Julio, Keenan Allen, AJ Brown, Chark, Kupp, Higgins, or more? So who should I package for a better wide receiver? We were talking about Julio earlier, and this might be the time that you could get the most for Julio. Who would you throw in if you wanted to trade for a better wide receiver? Julio's obviously the crown jewel here. Who would you toss in with him?
See, I think if it were me, I would hold on to with this, with all of these wide receivers, I would keep Julio, and I would try to trade like Keenan and Kupp.
I was thinking even deeper. I was thinking keeping all Julio, Keenan, and A.J. Brown, and then trying to, because those are the three that I think are the safest rest of season. And then I would try to move two of the other four, whether it be whoever you wanted to move. But I think Chark holds, for as far as the best value you would get goes, I think it's in that order: Chark, Kupp, Moore, Higgins. So one of the, or two of those four, or somebody.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it'd probably be trying to package Kupp and somebody. I do think Moore probably has the most to gain value-wise and targets-wise. Assuming that's DJ Moore. I'm not sure what other Moore it could be, but in case it's not. So for me, I would try and hold on to DJ Moore, but the rest, I'd have no problem packaging any of those guys.
All right. One more question for Bobby Pigskins. Choose three, wide receiver and a flex. Oh, okay. So we need four total, half point. Evans, Higgins, MVS, Ruggs, Humphreys, Latavius Murray. I need three of these are wide receivers. So it's between Evans, Higgins, MVS, Ruggs, and Humphreys.
So Evans and Higgins for sure for me.
Do you like, Justin, do you like Lat Murray over any of those guys in that matchup against Carolina?
So he needs to start three wide receivers and then one flex?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your flex is Latavius Murray for sure. I think he could see between 10 and 15 carries, especially if they're beating them pretty bad. So, yeah, I like the flex play for Latavius Murray this week. And then, yeah, I think Higgins, I can't remember all of the wide receivers, but
it was Humphrey. So for the third wide receiver, let's say it's between Ruggs and Humphreys.
I think it would be Ruggs for me.
Yeah, they do have Tampa, but I'm there also. Even though it's a good defense, Ruggs is that guy that they're going to take at least two, maybe three shots downfield at different points in the games with. And if they connect on one of those, he's made your day. So
yeah, it's a home run shot.
All right. Ricardo Banks, PPR, rest of season. Justin, we'll start with you. Rest of season. Rank these wide receiver Adams, Fuller, Robinson, and Galladay. That'd be Allen Robinson, I believe.
Okay, so it'd be Devontae Adams, mm-hmm. Galladay, Robinson, Fuller, I think.
Everybody good with that? I see a lot of shaking heads. Oswaldo, should I trade Adams or Jacobs for Kittle? Standard. My tight end is Waller. My team is pretty stacked. Are you sending Devontae Adams or Josh Jacobs out for Kittle?
Not if you have Waller.
Yeah, no. If you got Waller, I think that's a safe play each week.
Good volume there, too.
It's a no, senor.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
That was a lot of no's.
What you could do real quick there would be send Jacobs and Waller out and get Kittle and, like, a lesser running back.
A player on a different team, right? Get that stack off your lineup.
Karn Tovaskar. Tor Vikar, awesome name, very metal name. Hey guys, hope you're well. Quick question: who should I start on the flex? Debo, Mike Williams, Juju, or Fulgham? Jackson playing and Bradbury on. He's giving us defensive matchup. I think knowing these guys and what we've been talking about all night, Mike Williams is going to be the clear cut winner on this question. What do you think? Yes.
Si, senor.
All right, and that's a thumbs up. All right, let's finish off. Four more, let's get these out of the way. JVB from the mail sack, would you try to package Lamar Jackson and get CMC? He also has Herbert. So I guess this is really just a question. Do you believe that Herbert is good enough to get through the rest of the season and into the championship if you're getting rid of Lamar Jackson?
Herbert's good enough if you're getting CMC back. Yeah.
Do it now. From the channel, this is a half point 10 team. Need to drop one to add Mike Williams. Also, Breeze just hit the waiver wire. Here's the team. Brady Tannehill is quarterback. Running back Chubbs, Jacobs, Singletary, Justin Jackson, Josh Kelly, Gibson, and Dobbins. Wide receivers are Allen Robinson, Amari Cooper, Justin Jefferson, tight ends Jonnu Smith, and Tonyan. So who are you dropping out of this list to get Mike Williams?
I think you would, I can't remember who you said, but with the last running back, J.K. Dobbins, I think,
J.K. Dobbins
would be the drop for me, if any. I'm not even sure that you would have to do that.
Would you want to drop one of those Chargers backs?
I think I would
consolidate. Yeah. I'd be really worried about dropping Dobbins, because the moment you drop him, Mark Ingram's out. He gets demoted. Yeah. Whatever happens, and you're just
now. Yeah,
if you got Dobbins to hold him, right? He's impossible to drop for me, unless it's like playoffs. He's still not useful, but you know, talk about best handcuff in the league. That's it.
Yeah. So it's going to be either Justin Jackson or Kelly. If it's my team, I don't know. It's so tough. I was really disappointed to see Justin Jackson get as many touches as he did, because I think Kelly is a better running back. So trying to not have a recency bias there, I would drop Justin Jackson because I think Kelly is better than Jackson.
Or would you drop one of these quarterbacks? I mean, do you really need to run two quarterbacks?
I'd be fine dropping Brady. I don't think,
yeah, me even too. If he gets
picked up, like, I wouldn't care. But I think, Lucas, to your point about Kelly, would Kelly, do you think, clear waivers? Do you think he'd get picked up?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. But but now that you mentioned that, I think that I would also drop Brady. Tannehill's already had his bye.
So you stick it, and then you would stick with Tannehill? You don't even worry about Breeze?
Nope.
No.
I'd rather have Tannehill than Breeze, for sure.
Okay. All right. Page boy, my Darren Waller and Robbie Anderson for his George Kittle. What do you think?
I'm okay with that, especially if you're deep at wide receiver.
Robbie's been good, man.
It's a lot of value, but if he's deep, though.
Is that upgrade worth it, the Waller to Kittle? I don't know what that is points per game-wise, but you think about Robbie's wide receiver one. Like, he's a wide receiver one, I think, still, or close to it. That's a lot of value.
It is a lot of value. Didn't he say this was a 10 team?
Oh, no, this is a different question. No, different question.
Oh.
I don't think I could do that. Robbie's been too good. He's been too good, man.
It's tough for me to say without seeing the team, but Kittle's a difference maker at the position.
If you had decent wide receiver depth or players above Anderson, then maybe. But I think just going in blind, you're probably picking Waller and Anderson.
Okay. B-Bang Boy, thinking of trading Thielen for Will Fuller and Montgomery. You guys like this trade, Thielen for Fuller and Montgomery?
If you need the RB depth, I don't mind it.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
All right.
Thielen's clearly the best player in the trade.
Yeah.
Sleazy CZ wants to know, Alshon, Jeffrey, or Sterling Shepard, rest of season, maybe neither one, but my last bench spot requires an answer, I suppose. Justin, you like rest of season. What do you think? Do you want either of these guys, or do you just want to fill that last bench spot with, a lottery ticket?
Yeah, I think the lottery ticket is the way I'd go. I think Alshon Jeffrey is going to be out of the mix when he comes back. I think Fulgham's proved that he can perform as good, if not better. I'd rather just get rid of both of them and take a shot on maybe an Antonio Brown by tonight.
All right. Yeah. Mike wants to know, Cooper Kupp or Keenan Allen rest of season, half point.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I like Keenan Allen. His target share is too much.
Yeah, I'll go Keenan. I like Kupp, though, no matter what Jordan says.
Mike wants to know, would you trade Hollywood Brown and Antonio Gibson to acquire Terry McLaurin and a half point? I think I would do that.
You said it was Hollywood Brown and Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would.
Probably would, yeah, for that wide receiver upgrade.
Of course, assuming you have running back depth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. But if you got Gibson, I mean, you probably, hopefully do, I mean.
He was probably a waiver wire ad, I'm guessing, in a lot of leagues. Is Damian Harris okay to drop? This question's from Brandon Cooks. I have Kamara, Taylor, Jacobs, Freeman, and Le'Veon. I was thinking of dropping for Bridgewater. I need a quarterback. I think that's fine. Yeah, drop him. He's the guy to drop for.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dynasty, Jordan will talk to you on this one. J-Dog 508, Nick Chubb or Jefferson and Tonyan in Dynasty? Nick Chubb or Jefferson and Tonyan?
Gotta be Jefferson, right?
Man, that's really hard. That's really hard. People need to remember that, like, Nick Chubb is a top 16, top 20 at worst Dynasty asset. So to ride the hot hand with Jefferson over Chubb, I don't think I could do it. I think that Chubb is probably worth more, especially when healthy. When he's hurt, obviously you try and upgrade, but I don't think I would do that. Not for Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb's too good.
Any other dissenting opinions on that one? Or are you guys just going to leave it to the dynasty expert here?
Chubb's a man.
All right. McNFL fan, time to move on from Antonio Gibson? it's hard to say. We don't know what you have. Guys, what do you think? Antonio Gibson, rest of season outlook, it's hurt a little bit by the quarterback switch, correct?
He's like a borderline RB2, RB3.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting rid of him, but...
Definitely not. He's explosive, man. He's, you know, once he figures it out, it's going to be game over.
On to him. A couple more real quick. Jeez Louise, they're all coming in late. Let's see. Oh, this was a trade question. What if I could get DK with Keenan and... Oh, because this was the wide receiver upgrade question. What if I could get DK with Keenan and Moore or Kupp? I think we like that trade, right?
Only if it's Keenan and Kupp. I wouldn't do it for Keenan and Moore.
I think with the wide receivers he had, I would be okay with either of those.
Yeah, this is a guy with...
Yeah, I'm okay with that. DK's getting an extra game, too. He's already passed his by. I think you're good there.
Okay, I also have Tanny Henry Brown stack. Should I split that up?
Not absolutely not.
No, those are... Yeah. That's one I think you can stick with, no problem. You've got the best players at each. Shaquem Banks, Frisker, Fells, or Tanyan this week. Frisker, sorry. It's getting late.
I think I like them in that order, especially if Akins is out. I do like Fells as an option, but for me right now, it's Frisker.
I think I'm riding Tanyan. All he does is catch every single pass thrown his way, and most of them are in the end zone. I think he's only not caught one ball thrown his way by Aaron Rodgers the entirety of the season.
Yeah, for this week, it's Tanyan, I think, for me. Houston's allowing pretty much everything, so Tanyan should get work.
Houston is like a drunk girl at the bar at 2:30 in the morning, just allowing everything to happen. I should stop right there.
I wanted that to keep going. I wanted to hear this play out.
I'm going to be canceled if I keep talking like that.
You're going to get banned from Twitch. All right? We need you to chill out.
We're done. The mail sack is empty, except for this one. Burrow or Bridgewater this week? Quick.
Burrow.
Yeah, I'm cool with Burrow.
And I need one flex PPR. Tyler Boyd, Debo, or Le'Veon Bell? Who do I want?
Tyler Boyd.
It's Tyler Boyd, Jesus. All right, that was it for the Sleepwire Mail Sec. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be live again next Wednesday starting at 7 with open phone lines to answer your questions live. You can also tune in to the Sunday Morning Blitz. Same channel everywhere you've listened right now. You can tune in Sunday morning, 10:30, 11 a.m. They will help you with your start, sit questions. Phone lines will be open as well. On today's show, I'd like to thank Justin Dodds at Justin Dodds FF. He's the number 8 ranked fantasy pros in quarterback. He's got weekly rankings, start, sit for rest of the season outlook. He's a fantasy analyst, and verified expert on Fantasy Pros. You can also check him out on the web, lockedinfootball.com. Jordan's on a bunch of shows. You can find him wherever you want to find him. And I'm just kidding. Jordan Richards on Twitter, @yourboyJRich.
Let him get it a minute in there. Let him have it.
He's a Dynasty Devy specialist. He's part of the FTN Network, rankings, draft kits, best ball, and more. Also part of Destination Devy, helping you dominate your Devy and Dynasty leagues at DFL Football on Twitter. And for all of your visual and graphics designs needs, Jordan can take care of that too. Check him out, jordanrichards.ca.
Bam! Website. Just read my whole bio. I like it.
Got him.
And Lucas, of course, primetime, show me the money guy on Twitter.
I don't know what else. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to compete with all that.
You're just a sleeper. Yeah. Sleeperwire.com or catch him on Twitter @sleeperwirelbb.
Check me out, number 3 in Scott Fishbowl right now. There you go.
Everybody. Damn, that's dope. Good props to you, man.
Really good. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in.
Slide into the DMs.
Yeah, slide into all of our DMs. And we will check you out next Wednesday at 7. Appreciate listening. Thanks for all the callers. Thanks for all the questions. Have a good week 7, guys, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.